a working man. I gotta pay my bill.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Oh, look at me! The millionaire who goes to see doctors!
You reek of scotch and cheesecake.
You filthy animal.
What is this, a prey?
In your face, Nancy Grace.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
Everybody hate who we just call them fans, though.
The only thing I think of when I think of my kids growing up in this country, if they say, Dad, what do we have left that's American-owned? And I say, son, I mean, there's not much to choose from, but that's what we have Pabst Blue Ribbon for.
Child, please.
Everybody, thanks for joining us again for another fun-filled dish of Pass the Gravy. My name's Alex. I'm joined here this week by my new co-host, Phyllis.
Come on, man. That's not even funny, Alex.
Hi, Chris.
Oh, I don't know. Hey, was Phyllis eating a snack pack like a four-year-old earlier? I don't know. She seems more qualified to lead at this point.
Don't judge me.
She shows up earlier.
What's wrong with the snack?
He was like time. Shoving his tongue down in there.
Yeah. Look, it was sexually offensive. Let's just say that. We have our HR department. Bobby Jokes, you're our new HR guy now, and I'd like to file a complaint with you because what Chris did was honestly just offensive.
Y'all were ridiculous. I was kind of getting after that snack.
Yeah. Yeah, you were. You really were.
It's delicious.
It was like when you give your dog like the end of like, oh, here, you
like
can just have what's left in
yeah.
the soup bowl.
Give up.
And they're just like, you're like, there's nothing in there. You're licking ceramic.
Hey, man.
Still got that flavor.
Yeah.
Still got that flavor. Thank you, Phyllis.
So, like, what does a snack pack go for these days? Has inflation
cheap.
Really affected
it? I
swear
to God, I get the 4-pack for, like, I feel like 99 cents. That wow. Maybe because I have, like, a Kroger's card.
Maybe it's not a bad idea.
That's what I'm saying.
Get snack packs.
They're delicious.
The Kroger card, we were actually discussing before the show.
Yes.
Fun fact, a lot of people don't know this. Martin Luther King, the reason we have Kroger cards, because, you know, we were talking about how everybody always goes with, like, a band's hits, but it's nice to be like, oh, Inner Sandman, Metallica, cool, yeah, real fan. But, like, a real fan is the guy that knows, like, the deep cuts, and my deep cut with Martin Luther King is when he's like, I have a dream that one day I will be able to afford cheap things when I buy store brand purchases. And it was like, the stores were like, you know, that's not a bad idea. Maybe we could also track what they're buying too. Mm-hmm. And that's how we got Kroger cards and Petco cards and Randall cards and the CVS pharmacy cards.
I'm not sure.
Why don't we do a little research first before we start just
mentioning.
Well, I mean, Petco obviously joined with everybody else. I believe it was Kroger that hopped on that bandwagon first. But, you know, MLK, not just a civil rights leader. He's also saving us money, so... props to him.
And that's thanks, MLK.
That's your history lesson for today, gang. So go tell your friends that.
I want to Snopes that
one. You're
going
to seem like the smartest guy at the water cooler today. That wouldn't Snopes it at all. Definitely stay away from Snopes and that. But you felt like you learned something today, huh?
You
and you
felt.
Say you don't learn something on Pass the Gravy, huh? Now you do.
Now you do.
How's everybody doing?
Pretty good.
I was doing fine before you introduced Phyllis as your new co-host.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, maybe don't eat snack packs.
Somebody's
the hell?
You bitched about John eating on the show all the time.
Was I eating on the show? I was
he did not eat on the show. He was eating before the
eating
show.
Eating in the
I
tiny studio.
I will defend you for that, Chris.
Get off my back, Alex.
We have a strict no eating in the tiny studio policy.
No, you don't.
It was just enforced today.
We're drinking beer right now.
Yeah.
And I didn't say no drinking.
Second.
We're not going to get rid of that.
That's got to be like number one rule. Like, you have to drink.
Well, like, we have at the radio station, we have, like, all of these rules. It's like, you can't put food and drink by the console. And I feel like, with Pass the Gravy, we try and just go with the opposite rules.
Yeah.
We're like, yeah, we can just set it on the console.
What they said,
but what if that spills?
That
you guys don't have as much money as the radio station. Yeah, we'll just figure it out. We'll make Bobby Jokes our electrician.
There you go.
Bobby Jokes is just a jack of all trades.
Really, he's a...
Get some rice.
Started
just
out as a producer. Now he's our HR rep. And he's also... He's also in charge of that.
Oh, my God.
Too.
He's our HR rep. He's Hispanic. He's our Hispanic resources guy.
Up,
Robert.
Up,
congratulations.
Add it to the title. I want your I want your Twitter to just be like updated constantly with your job responsibilities. It's like producer, writer, film.
Yeah.
And I guess producer would be film anyways.
Mm.
Well.
Taste tester. He tastes all this stuff to make sure we don't have poison in our food, right?
Speaking of taste.
I need a guy for that.
Speaking of taste. Y'all did a barbecue review last week without me.
Without you.
Thank you. Phyllis.
Yeah.
All right. Last time, you got the turkey.
Yes.
And, you know, that was like, what the hell?
Turkey's delicious. Get off my back.
And with the turkey, you got two sides of mac and cheese.
Yes.
You did the same this time with the two sides of mac and cheese.
I did not. I got mac and cheese and the heart attack potatoes.
Ooh, get really? Off maybe pay my attention.
Back. I thought you did two
maybe
mac and cheese.
No, the barbecue
I got the potatoes because I love potatoes.
Well, all right, why did you do the both mac and cheese?
Because I did not know there was potatoes at that joint.
Okay.
Or I would have gotten mac and cheese and potatoes.
You could have gone back.
Just saying. I'm not just made of money.
Mac and cheese. That was a shit ton of mac and cheese.
It was so much.
But it was good.
It was so
yeah.
good.
That's like getting one side, though.
There ain't nothing wrong with that. I love okay. mac and cheese.
Did you even watch the barbecue?
Yeah, I did.
The BBQ, IBW?
I think he fast forwarded.
I think he did, too.
Jerk.
I got the highlights.
Oh, okay.
It was like 7 minutes.
So, Bobby Jokes works really hard on all of this editing, putting it together, you know, doing it for the team. And his own team member doesn't even fucking
watch. I saw you guys plaster my face.
We did. Yeah. That was actually not even the same video, you dick.
So. I know.
Oh, I'm sorry. When I was just skimming through all of Robert's hard work.
Shit on Chris the entire time.
Oh, let me, don't give us reasons
don't
to.
Don't give us reasons to. Fuck you.
Are we going to get right into where you've been then?
I suppose.
I guess you have to lead us off since you've been gone the longest.
Since you've been gone.
Since you've been gone. That's what... We don't have an intro today. Kelly, that's actually it.
Kelly, oh, that's it. Kelly Clarkson's on in the studio.
Is that Kelly Clarkson?
I think it's supposed to be.
What are you looking for, the intro? You unprepared fucking asshole. Look at you. Why don't you have the intro ready, Alex?
Oh no, maybe I'm just trying to change up the intro.
Here's why? The thing. We started up friends. It was cool, but it was Alex lost the intro.
No, I've got the intro. The later lets are just a little late today. They're pulling a Chris. Hey!
Oh.
Ooh, ah.
I told you, man.
I know you did.
I'm sorry, Alex, okay?
Just gotta wait. Now, we already started the song, though. We gotta wait it out.
Wait for it?
Robert can't hear any of this. We gotta get Robert some headphones somehow.
She said it right there. You just missed it. Now we gotta wait for the chorus.
Great pop.
You're ready for it.
That's a goddamn pop. Did Thank she you. Win American Idol?
She did. She won the first American Idol, I believe. Right?
Isn't there another Kelly Clarkson? Like
Ruben won the second one. He beat out Clay
What's
Aiken.
The other blonde That's right. chick?
Carrie Underwood.
There you go.
Yes.
They're the same,
Look at
right?
us knowing American Idol
They're
winners,
the same
huh?
people, right? Carrie Underwood and Kelly Clarkson?
No.
Kind of.
Carrie Underwood's country.
Which one is pop Jesus music. Take the Wheel?
Carrie Underwood.
Jesus Take the Wheel.
I like that one.
Okay.
She was Taylor Swift before there was Taylor Swift.
Yeah, because she had the legs, and then Taylor Swift came out with her legs. Mm-hmm. People jumped legs.
Yeah, that's legs. True.
You don't think Taylor Swift is that hot, do you, Alex?
I think she has a weird face.
She does have a weird face.
What's wrong with her face?
I mean, I don't think she's, like, deformed or anything. I just That's just not my cup of tea, you know?
Mutant creature.
She looks like a...
She's pretty.
She's an Amazon
She always looks like she's, like, too young, you know?
She's, like, 16 feet tall. Something like that.
Sure.
I've never seen her in person, so I have no idea.
She sells out stadiums. She makes that money.
Yeah, she does.
Legs.
And I mean, she's got those legs. Didn't she insure her legs?
Yep.
I like Taylor Swift.
How do you insure legs?
She's a
good girl. I don't
understand
that.
Right?
I don't know. Yeah.
You don't never see, like, naked selfies of Taylor Swift.
Not yet.
No.
She does go through a lot of boyfriends. I think she's a whore.
No, I don't think... I think it's the opposite. I don't think she puts out, and people are like, all right, I'm over it.
Fuck
I think that's the reason.
She sucks all
that's
those
good,
cocks.
That's a good point. Whoa.
I can't see her doing
know.
That.
I don't
I
see it either.
I cannot see that at all.
Do you
all.
See the chicks she hangs out with? They're all fucking
whores.
Oh,
yeah. Her squad or
yeah.
her crew.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Ed Sheeran.
That ugly redhead.
That dude.
God,
but he hangs out with her
ugly.
All the time.
He's hideous.
He hangs out with her all the time, and he said he, like, hits her. He's, like, hitting her friends. Like, he's, like, macking on her friends and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, I bet, like, she's just got all these hot chicks around her, so she doesn't have to take the D.
Yeah.
And,
she,
like,
she
just hey,
the
you
D
go
off.
Over, go over there, you, hey,
she's
here you go.
It
and they're like, oh, this is awesome.
No, sir. She's sucking all that dick.
Who was the big dude she just, like, most recently dated?
Zane.
No.
No.
John Mayer. She dated John Mayer, right?
Yeah.
Because that was Dear John.
Harry Styles,
God,
I believe.
Let's go through Taylor.
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles. And
Tom Hiddleston. Tom Hiddleston. It was Tom Hiddleston.
Tom Hiddleston was the guy.
He played Loki. Thor.
Is he a Transformer or something? Oh,
he was Thor.
He was not Thor. He was Thor's half brother.
I knew he was a fucking superhero.
I hate you, Chris.
I knew he was a dumbass superhero. But don't worry, I'm gonna get into that. Felix,
not a superhero.
I owe you an apology.
The demigod.
What?
Fucking don't talk to me, Chris.
Did you see your stupid Guardians movie?
It comes out May 5th. Oh my god.
I guess.
Yeah, give it the time.
Not dumb.
I saw everybody tweeting about it.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it on HBO or Showtime, one of those things, and I tried watching
don't
it.
Don't talk to me.
Between, like, the green woman or the blue woman or the. Like,
we're friends off.
Isn't there, like, a purple woman or something on that?
Dude, you don't focus on any of that. You focus on the fucking raccoon best friend.
Ugh,
and
so
Groot.
Stupid.
And
fuck
Groot.
Off.
And Groot.
Fuck, I don't even know what that is. Vin Diesel is in those movies, is he not?
Yes, he played Groot.
Are you? Is the guy that is like obsessed with Fast and Furious telling us movies
and
are stupid?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. All right, bro.
So listen to this. I swear to God, I was sitting in the theater watching Fast and Furious for the second time.
Ugh. You saw it twice?
Hell yeah, I saw it twice. Ugh. My brother wanted to see it on Easter.
We need to have a talk.
And
yeah,
and
that's
so
too
I'm
much.
Sitting watching the theaters. Don't
that's
say
anything. Too fast.
Let me
to see that movie.
Let me finish the story before you say anything. Are you listening to me, Alex?
Yep.
So
before you start, let me just.
You dick.
So I'm sitting there at the previews, and like a Planet of the Apes trailer comes on,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, another one, and then a fucking Transformers trailer comes out. I'm like, Jesus, another one of these dumbass fucking movies?
Another one.
And then Fast and Furious number 8 comes on the screen, and I'm like, fuck yes. And I can see Alex is just fuming at this point.
Like, as you're sitting in the eighth movie
Fast
in the sequence.
I seriously said that
to too many of these.
I'm like, Jesus, they're making another Planet of the Apes movie? When are we going to get to Fast 8? Come on.
Welcome to how everyone else feels.
Yeah.
Another one.
But anyways, I'll talk about that a little bit later.
Mm. All right, well, let's get
in the where you've been.
Right into it. It looks like the Ladylettes have made their way into the studio. Okay. It's nice of you guys to show up. Way to pull a Chris.
Hey, you, where you been? 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 Where
don't
you
talk
been,
over this They're singing very hard, and mm-hmm. I don't want you to sing over it. It's really interrupting their artistic creativity. Why don't you lead us off, bud? Since you've been gone the longest.
Yeah, well, all right. So I told you before we started that I had a little Cole story. So,
oh boy.
2 weeks ago, when we first saw Fast and Furious with him, it was a Cole at the movie story, and those are always great.
Those are the best Cole stories.
Those are the best Cole stories out there. So we go and see Fast and Furious, and he's already kind of in a pissy mood. I can tell. He's not excited, and I'm super excited to see this movie. I'm
convinced Cole gets periods.
Oh, yes!
I'm convinced he does. Like, he gets in that, like...
Yeah, I could.
He
I
just
can
has, like,
that.
If you talk to him a couple times in, like, certain weeks, you're like, man, he is just on edge.
Mm-hmm.
He's just on edge right now, and I get that he's got a stressful job, he's got to maintain a bunch of stuff, and he's got to... Well, he has to make sure...
Puppies.
Right, okay, well,
sorry,
like,
I don't know him that well. I really can't talk shit.
No, you can definitely talk
But, like, dogs are not all easy to deal with. And, like, no, he's got to, like walk so many dogs in a certain amount of time before a certain amount of thing. He's got to deal with traffic and all that shit. And I can see how that could get stressed. But it's like, sometimes it's like, dude, I didn't make this happen. Why are you yelling at me?
Yeah. So I go to Cole's apartment, and I can tell he's already kind of, you know. Whatever.
It's that time of the month.
I'm doing my best to kind of cheer him up, because I want him to be in a good mood, because if he's not in a good mood, then I'm not going to be in a good mood, because, you know, being around somebody negative makes you negative. So
understandable.
So we get there, and, you know, get the wristbands, because we're special, and we go up to the seat, and the lady says to us, what color wristbands do you have on? Like, yellow. Oh, well, these seats are only for the people who have blue.
I would
have
just said, I don't see color.
Immediately, I'm like, Cole's about to lose it. And I see Cole, and he's like, he's kind of, like, why did they give us the wrong wristband? I go here all the time. They don't know who we are. And he immediately turns around and is like, well, we're going to go get the right wristband. We're going to show you. And then the lady immediately says, because I swear to God, I think she could tell that he was kind of a nutcase. And she's like, you guys are fine. You guys are fine. Just go ahead and sit wherever you want. I don't want to deal with you guys right now. And we sat there, and I turned to Cole a little bit later, and I said, you were about to lose your shit, weren't you? And he's like, I was about to go off on somebody. And that's the thing about Cole, is that he knows he's fucking crazy. And I wish other crazy people knew that they were
it,
crazy.
Yeah.
He owns it. He owns
we
it.
We always say
makes
that.
Makes him just a little bit better than everybody else.
Well,
right?
It makes it like, it makes you like, that's it why we him, love Cole, because Cole does that. And then he's like, no, guys, I know I did that.
That's why
like,
we can tolerate him.
That's why you're
because
a friend.
He knows he's batshit.
He's training my friend's dog, and she like my friend Dinah's dog, and she keeps talking like, oh hey, Cole came over, and like I'll like give her little stories of like Cole being just Cole, and she's like, what, do y'all not like him? I was like, no, Cole's awesome. He's just a funny little dude sometimes.
Yeah, he's a special guy. We love Cole.
He
though.
Gets very worked up.
God, I hope it doesn't sound Robert Phyllis. Does it sound like we're talking shit about?
It does
Cole?
Sound like we're talking
a little
shit.
A little bit.
We're not though. I can hang out with Cole all the time.
I talk to Cole all the time.
Because he just calls us out of the blue one day.
And sometimes I just call him because that's what he does to me. So I call him when I'm bored.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm in the car and I'm stuck in traffic. Cole, what's up?
Cole, what you doing, buddy?
Hey, I just want to talk to you about things.
Things. But yeah, no. So yeah, we saw Fast and the Furious. I don't think he liked it all that much. Best, I kind
of
liked it.
Best thing to call Cole out of the blue of is just like call, like an old movie that's been out for years. Mm. And he's like, hey, what do you think of the first Mummy?
Mm-hmm.
Right, what'd you think of that?
I always he's refer like, to him
what?
For movies.
I don't know. What?
I haven't seen it in 13 years.
And sometimes he hasn't seen the movie, and you're like, oh, I just thought you were the thought you were a movie
Cole
guy.
Cole was in Varsity Blues.
Cole was in Varsity
what?
Blues? One of my faves. I love
apparently
that movie.
He was an extra in that movie.
Really?
And he just randomly dropped this information on the way home from the movie, and I'm like, well, I've known you for like 3 years. How do you not, like,
How do you not lead with that? Hi, my name is Cole. I was an extra in Varsity.
So how annoying would it be if it was a guy that was bragging about being extra?
I don't know. I feel like that would
you
come
saw me like, you didn't see me much? Like, I was like walking around in the background.
Cool,
like, it was
right?
crazy.
It's
like,
kind of cool. You were in a movie.
Especially for Cole. Like, every time I see him, we're talking about movies.
Yeah.
It's always movies with Cole.
It's too meta for him.
I guess.
He's like,
I just thought that was, like, if I was.
Maybe he didn't perform well.
Maybe. Who knows?
He's staring the wrong way. They were watching the game, and I was just looking backwards in the bleachers.
But that's one of your favorite movies.
It's a good movie.
I don't think I've
not like favorite
seen
all
movie.
Time, but like favorite sports movies
I can't
to watch.
Remember last time
it's
I saw
really
it.
Good.
Is it?
James Vanderbeek. You have the whipped cream bikini breaking out.
Oh,
in that one.
Oh yes.
John Mox.
I forgot all about that.
Anyways,
Wes Kane in high school.
What else have I been up to? Oh, I've been very busy planning my trip to New York City.
How exciting.
Oh my God, I'm so freaking excited. I've been wanting to go to New York my entire life.
Uh-huh.
Oh, have you ever been, Phyllis?
Yes.
Really?
My family's from Connecticut, so
oh,
like
we're
every
have
time
to
we
talk.
Every time we go up there, we always go take a trip to the city.
How many times have you been?
A lot.
Really?
A lot.
You're gonna have to tell me what to do and where to go and where to eat and all
dude,
that.
You have just to listen to Alicia Keys.
Oh
New
my
York,
God, I've been already
day.
Jamming it.
And
I made a Spotify playlist just New York songs. I got like
Frank Sinatra's New York,
and I've got Jay-Z's, I got New York State of Mind, Billy Joel.
Mm-hmm.
I made a New York playlist. Don't you worry about that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I've been like getting tickets and stuff to do all the shit like the NBC studio tour and the Statue of Liberty and all
that's
that.
That's awesome. I've never seen the Statue of Liberty as many times as I've been there. We've never
Phyllis?
Made time for it.
Do the Times Square, doing all that stuff.
Yeah.
I told Alex I'm going to take a trip to MetLife just so I can piss in the logo.
Oh.
Let's see how championships are won.
No.
Right there in the last decade. Hey, our stadium has Super Bowls that have been won while our team played
in
that stadium.
Only 7 years old.
Interesting.
Our stadium's newer, so. I believe your stadium is older than us. Facts are facts.
Facts are facts. I feel bad.
And your
though.
Team has to open up 0-1 again in that stadium. So,
Alex, why are you gonna? All right, I know
you brought it up. You brought
it up.
You fired the first shot.
And first off, motherfucker, we're not gonna start off 0-1.
Oh, okay. Just like you said last year.
Okay.
What is the? What is
Dak gotten out of bounds? You know we would have won that.
Dak
game,
and Zeke you know. Combined or what against the Giants?
Whoops.
Fuck you, man.
No. What was the record again?
Fuck you, Alex.
I couldn't.
They've not beaten the Giants.
Oh, okay. So it's like 0% winning, right? Like, that's not. If I'm a baseball player, I'm not in the starting lineup anymore at that point.
We're not in baseball.
Luckily.
This is the. All right. Anyways, after I take a piss in the MetLife Stadium, I'm going to do all the regular.
They totally tackle you. You wouldn't even get close enough. I'll warn them. I'll give them your description. Say you're a terrorist.
Okay.
And then you're going to get arrested and detained. And I'm going to be like, well, I don't know him. I just heard things.
Yeah. Thank you.
He said it on 4chan, so I knew.
Oh, God, 4chan.
Are you done?
Maybe. Why don't you start up again and see what I have?
Oh, God.
Anyways.
Where else have you been?
Where else have I been? You and I got some crawfish this past Saturday.
We
I don't
did.
Know if you want to talk about that.
The streak is at 8.
The streak is at 8 for you. Although
where'd
I did,
you guys go?
I did. The streak is, I guess, at 2 for me because I had crawfish Easter Sunday.
Oh, wow.
I did. Yes. My brother's friend, once again, keeps making this crawfish. He's getting into it.
You don't make crawfish, you boil crawfish.
Boil, make, prepare.
Crawfish.
Cook. Prepare, yeah. So then you gotta throw spices
Alex
in there.
Alex is just all about
and...
fucking with me today for some reason. So yeah, we went to that Vietnamese joint. Inside the
LA crawfish at Ranch 99 Market.
I don't know if I'd get crawfish from a Vietnam place.
Well, we didn't know that going in.
Back in Nam. I don't want this with Charlie everywhere.
Charlie.
No, the Charlie served us up. but no, it was a different experience. We had never had. I had never had the Vietnamese crawfish. I had been looking for some.
Was it Vietnamese?
It's Vietnamese style.
Well,
I
what
guess.
Was different
so
about
like
it? Because I mean,
spices?
What they boil it in and everything, apparently. But
I think
there's some pho in there.
I don't know. They were saying though that I've talked to a couple of people since we had it, and they were saying that the boiled bags that we got them in were Vietnamese style. But but like what they would do is you're like, oh, we want 5 pounds of crawfish because we were going to split 5 pounds. So they got like a boil bag. It looked like that held 5 pounds of crawfish, and they pulled it out and gave it to us on the thing. We went and set up our table and had everything, and they brought us the corn and the potatoes and all of that. And it was BYOB, but we were in like an Asian market anyways. So I went and just got the most Asian fucking beer we could.
Alex was so worried he wasn't going to be able to drink. He started sweating and like...
I was like, you can't go to crawfish without booze.
Yeah, no, you can't. I understand
It should
that.
Be a law.
Yeah.
But I went and like I couldn't understand how to like... The aisles were hard to navigate. Finally figured it out. I was like, oh, okay, there's some beer. They had Asian beers and they had regular beers. I'm like, I'm not going to get Bud Light.
That's
there's Tasingo. And then there was Tiger.
I believe it's pronounced Tagir.
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 It was from Singapore.
Oh.
Singaporean lager. It was actually not bad. Not bad. I would say.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all.
I enjoyed that more than crawfish, probably.
Yeah. So the crawfish wasn't good?
The crawfish was...
They were a little gray. Like, we were
so
eating
so
into them. Like,
so,
when we first started,
so
we were kind of like,
started,
these are good.
This
like,
we're like, this might be fucking number one.
Move
crawfish.
Over Bayou City.
Hell yeah. But as we got deeper into the crayfish, Alex looked at me at one point and was like, man, this looks kind of gray, right? The meat, it's kind of gray. And I was like, you know, I don't know. And then I started looking like, this shit's gray. They're like,
ew.
Really gray.
Yeah, like, almost
like
black.
It might be the water they boil it in.
Well, what I've done some research on, I've talked to my people, and I've learned that it was either because it was overcooked, because a lot of them were kind of tough.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were
that makes sense.
Too chewy for crawfish. Mm-hmm. And then another reason could be because the crawfish were dead before they boiled them. Mm. So maybe it was frozen crawfish, or they had just died before they cooked them.
That's gross.
Yeah, that's not good.
Kill them? How do you think?
You
boil
them
alive.
No.
Like
how
lobster.
Would you kill them before you boiled?
They just might have died.
They just died.
Or you had had them out too long or something like that. That could have been it. Because what it felt like to me was that they just had them all in the back. When we ordered 5 pounds of crawfish, they came and just grabbed the 5 pound bag that had been sitting there longest.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like it was like McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But we tried the corn. The corn had the seasoning on it, and the corn was dope.
You see, that's what Alex was saying. The seasoning is really good. Like, once we figured out that they were gray and that they were mostly gray, I was like, well, this is not the worst crawfish because that belongs to a
Raging Cajun.
That shit was just fucking
really?
They
awful.
Just put it. They put it crawfish like, in just regular water and boiled it.
Like they
it
didn't
had
even
no
try.
Taste.
And it was muddy and it was like just awful. That will always be the worst. But I was like, well, this has got to be second worst because
but
it's wait, awful. And
as we're eating, like we literally were like, oh, this could be one. Like, okay, all right, watch out. All right, is it better than BB's though? And then like we had like our third and fourth crawfish, and then as
like
we
like
got to the middle, we were like, and it just kept sliding and sliding.
I feel like I had to
sliding.
Convince you a little bit because you really liked the seasoning and all that, and I was saying, well, the freaking gray.
Well, yeah,
like,
I wasn't going to rank it high anyways.
No, I know,
but,
I know.
But
so
I thought,
where are the rankings at now? What are the standards? All right,
let's read you the PTG crawfish power rankings, gang. Updated.
Very curious.
All right, number one, Bayou City Seafood and Pasta. Number two is BB's Westheimer. Number three is Sam's Boat Richmond. Number four is the Pub Gallery. And number five is the LA Crawfish at Ranch 99 Market. And number six is Raging Cajun.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've not been to the whatever you got number one. I already forgot.
Bayou City Seafood and Pasta.
Where's that?
It is on Richmond.
Where everybody else
pretty
is.
Pretty dope. But we got to check out Lucky's West on I-10. And then everybody was telling us we got to check out L.A. Crawfish, or not L.A. Fisherman on Highway 6. So I think we need to knock out one of those two in the next couple of weeks.
We should do that. We should do that on Friday.
I'm down.
Are you down?
I gotta keep that streak alive.
Are you way down?
I'm always down.
Phil, is he down?
Friday. Yeah, if we do Lucky, if we do Lucky's, I'll be down.
Do you do crawfish?
Yes.
We can do Highway 6.
What? Yeah, Highway 6 isn't far from me either. I could do that too. I'm trying to think what's happening Friday. Oh, no, it's because I leave Saturday morning. So.
Well, LA Fishermen, just like after I tweeted, Saturday they kept telling morning. Us that was where to go.
I am flying to D.C.
Ooh.
But I'm a little concerned because there's threats of a government shutdown, and I'm literally flying out the day after it might shut down.
He's got to get it passed on Friday.
Something better, Pat. I better visit these goddamn Smithsonians.
Now, how does better one's not government shut down?
It shut down in 2013.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, like when they say the government shut down, nothing happens.
Nobody goes to work.
The government shuts down every Saturday, Sunday, and every day after 5 p.m. You can't go to any courts. You can't, you know. It's so not, like, it's not like police officers are gonna stop showing up to work.
Oh.
The government shuts down every weekend and every holiday. It's constantly being shut down. It's not like the prisons are going to be open.
It shut down for like a...
That'd be crazy.
Undisclosed amount of time.
Some would say anarchy.
Let them free!
There's no one to govern anything.
It's like all of a sudden the doors just open up.
What? Oh, why?
It's like, what's happening?
Is this Batman?
Oh, anyways, I wanted to say, Phyllis, I owe you an apology because... Okay. So, I was watching Fast and Furious the second time, mm-hmm. the eighth one, mm-hmm. and I was looking at it.
So don't
and
say that in the future. Just, like, yeah. leave that just, part out.
Just say
I wouldn't brag
it.
About that.
What?
That I was watching Fast and Furious 8 the second time.
Oh, yeah. No,
the
definitely.
Second time
I wouldn't brag about
it was
watching
second
it
time.
Twice.
I mean, it's probably going to be the third time around. Alex shakes his head in disapproval.
I'm SMHing so bad.
So, I was watching it for the second time, and I was like, man, this is... fucking ridiculous. They're so insane. Like, this obviously could never happen. And then I get to thinking, how is this that much different than a superhero movie? And then I came to the conclusion, they're not that different.
Nope.
They're pretty much the same thing. But this one's a whole lot cooler.
Ugh.
So basically what I'm saying is that
these car and drive it through a building.
These movies are basically superhero movies. So you can enjoy
but
your
superhero
stupid
they're so much better. They're not stupid.
Horseshit.
They're better.
Horseshit.
That's so much better.
This one makes more money than superhero movies.
He does have a point there. He does.
Who gives
have a
shit?
Solid point.
Speaking
there.
Of superhero movies,
so many people went and spent their hard-earned money to see fucking Vin Diesel and The Rock
people
drive around
sheep.
In cars
and Jason
and
Statham
and Jason Statham
and Paul
blow
Walker?
Shit up.
Maybe
no.
That's not
no,
was he in there? Was he, did they mention it?
Did they have
did,
like a little?
They mention him.
Tribute.
Huh. Vin Diesel names his son Brian.
No spoiler.
Of course.
Spoiler alert. Ruined.
It was
did you
so
cry?
Awesome.
Movie's
oh, yeah.
ruined.
So good.
A single
it
tear.
Was so good.
A single tear. Speaking of, I'm going to make a prediction because right now, obviously, the movie trend of the day is superhero, superhero, superhero,
mm-hmm.
superhero.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, the next 5 years, we're going to start seeing more movies about remade old comedy shows. Like Chips came out, and that was a big deal. Baywatch
yeah.
is coming out. That was
yeah.
a big deal. Like they did the 20. What was the
Chips came out and bombed? I think.
Oh, it was mm-hmm. awful. I
was
knew
it?
That was going to be awful.
It didn't look funny.
He's what's his name? Dax.
Dax.
Dax
Shepard.
Press.
God.
Oh.
Dak
wait,
Prescott
sorry.
Is the,
not my quarterback.
The quarterback of the.
He's such a dumbass. Like he seems like an idiot to me. And I know I've said this before,
he
probably on this
kind
podcast.
Of plays that,
but
that
it's always because.
Yeah.
I see him on Idiocracy, and that's all I ever see now is just the dumbass he was on Idiocracy.
Well, wasn't kind of everyone a dumbass?
I guess that was the point of the movie.
Yeah.
Alex.
See?
What a shit on my point. Spin Alex, zone. Who are you texting over there?
What?
Alex is on his
I'm
phone,
responding
not
to
paying
an
attention.
Email, a work email.
Uh-oh, are you in trouble?
No.
Uh-oh.
I tried to turn those off after
yeah.
work. I will stress
out. You turn
out.
Your email off?
I don't turn it off, but
you
I try not to look
I
at it.
I don't look at it because then you're like, now I feel like I got to respond.
I got to breathe. I have to, like, de-stress.
And sometimes you open it and it's
bit.
Asking you for a response that day. Like, damn it! All right, now I gotta work.
Yeah.
Again.
I know when I go home, I'm gonna have to do a lot of stuff.
Anyways, Phyllis, where have you been?
I did a garage sale Saturday.
Ooh,
what'd
you
of
sell?
Money, just a bunch of old shirts and clothes that I fatted out of and I can't fit into anymore.
Why don't you just give them to the Goodwill?
Yeah.
Well, the stuff
there's
we
less fortunate people that could use that.
We didn't
seriously.
Sell.
Maybe
we
think
did.
About someone else besides yourself.
I know, right?
It's all about it's all about the bottom line.
It's all
for
about
Phyllis.
It's all about making a quick buck, huh?
All about all about capital.
I need that cash money.
Yeah. Okay.
So I did that and then
Nicki
I
Minaj.
Went to I went to the Science March, but I did not march because
went to the
my
what?
The Science March that happened Saturday. Everybody's protesting and
protesting
marching.
Science?
Not protesting science, but protesting for science.
What?
There's some people in the government that don't believe in science and they call it fake. And I just really wanted to go out there because I like science.
Is this a global warming thing?
It, part of it, yeah. But it's science as a whole.
But they just call it science as a whole because...
March for science.
It's easy to deny global warming, but it's hard to deny science.
It's hard to deny facts.
I get it.
I deny science all the time.
Fact. That doesn't surprise me. So I went out there, and it was pretty cool. There were some speakers, and there were science experiments, and then I went home.
Bill Nye.
I don't remember.
Was it Bill Nye?
No. I wish. I think
he was there? Where was this march?
No, he was the one in Washington, D.C.
Oh, where they always get the good ones.
Where was this, right? Was this a national thing? They're doing it all over the country.
Jesus
Christ. Why do they keep doing these national protests? Like, all right, today we're going to do women. Today we're
going to
do
science.
Talk about it. Yeah. Today we're going to do bow ties. Like, fucking give it a rest, would you?
I'll protest for bow ties. Yeah. I love me some bow ties. But yeah, I went out there. I just wanted to check it out. I mean, sure.
That'd really throw them for a loop. Like, what?
But you're doing it. Stop doing it.
But you get it, though.
I did enjoy the signs. There were some pretty funny signs. I got a good laugh.
Quick chuckle out of them. I was listening to a podcast, and there was a guest. He was talking about, he was a Muslim guy, and he was talking about when Trump did the travel ban. He's like, yeah, so, you know, I was really debating on whether or not when Trump did the travel ban, I was really debating on whether I should go to the airport and protest and hold up a sign. And so I decided I would. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I felt really good about myself. And I'm like, that's why you do it, so you feel good about yourself. So when you go to protest, you say, you know what? I went and protested. Now I feel good about me. I'm like, that's not why you should protest. You should be protesting to make an actual difference.
That's the biggest
thing. Like in Venezuela.
He said, I felt really good about myself afterwards. I'm like, oh, well, that's good that you felt good about yourself. Now, how are the other people who are trying to get into this country? How do they feel?
It doesn't matter because I feel good.
I feel good.
The biggest complaint I've done
my
part.
I changed my profile picture to the French flag. You know, I did my part. I feel good. No. Now.
I agree with you because the biggest complaint I had about the march is everybody's out there with their signs and oh my god, yeah, signs. Okay, well let's do something. Let's make a difference now. What are we gonna do? We protested. Now what's the next course of action?
And they say, well, we gotta get the word out. All right, okay, word's out.
You ever heard of a chain email?
That's the same thing I feel about
next step.
This is gonna piss Phyllis off. That's same thing I feel about breast cancer awareness. All right, you got the word out. Everybody knows October, breast cancer. We get it. Pink, yes. Now what? We're going to start researching some shit? I hope so.
They do.
I mean, I know they do. That's what
all the money does. It goes to research.
Hold on. Backtrack.
Why did you say this is going to piss me off? Because I'm a woman? Because I have boobs?
Yeah.
Are you saying that Phyllis has breast cancer? Is that what you're trying to infer? Because that's kind of rude.
Excuse me, my mother had breast cancer. I think I have the right to talk about these kinds
of things.
No, that guy pissed me off on the podcast, though. I felt good after going to the... Like, dude, really?
No, I agree with you. There needs to be a next course of action. I was excited. This one guy was like, all right, you need to call these people. Tell them they have your support, and here's what you think of their policy, and blah, blah, blah. He was, like, giving us kind of, like, the next step. Like, okay, you guys are out here. Let's not everybody needs a voice.
You're listening
to me talk.
Fuck all protesters. That's what I say.
Oh, thanks.
Name of today's episode? Fuck all protesters.
Nope, we're not going to name it that.
Yeah, Alex isn't, like, swearing in the...
Name of... We're just protesting protesters.
No. I don't like that.
That's what we're going to do, though. If you'd like to join the Past U80 protest, you know, hit us up on Twitter.
Phyllis was basically, catch everybody up. Phyllis was a hippie this weekend.
A little bit. I felt really dirty out there. There's people in the grass. Somebody had a tambourine. I'm like, I don't belong here.
It's a fucking event at this point, right?
Did anybody have boobazellas?
I'm going to go so I can go and take a picture for my Insta. And that's why they go to these things. Like, a lot of people go to these.
Like, I'm protesting.
Yeah, like, look at me. It's like, let me take a selfie in the voting booth. Let me let everybody know that I voted. Let me let everybody know that I protested. I care.
They should give out protest stickers.
Fuck you.
They do it with voting. I voted today. I went to a protest.
I wish these,
and then they'll feel special.
Fall off a cliff.
I really enjoyed it. It was cool though that they had like all these little science booths set up, and they're like showing experiments and kind of like, oh well, hey, you know, this is happening, and let us show you an experiment about that. So it was kind of cool how all those things were out there. And this one girl I was standing next to couldn't be older than like 7-8 years old, and she's like telling the scientist, oh well, you can use this instead of this. I'm like, she's gonna be fucking smart one day.
Oh, God.
She is gonna like grow up and cure
really
cancer.
Cunty.
Was she Asian?
No.
Then, you know, sorry.
Whoa.
Can't really support your hypothesis on that one.
I see what you did there. You motherfucker. No, but it was fun. It was a good day. I just went out for an hour and then I left. I didn't
spent an entire hour out there.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm disappointed in you, Phyllis.
I just wanted to hang out. Kidding. I wanted to check
Where
it out.
Where was it at?
City Hall.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So they walked. I had to skip out on the walking because I was at the doctor's office on Monday. And
you are the worst protester ever.
So she was like, I hoverboarded.
I was on a skateboard. I hoverboarded.
I had rollerblades.
Somebody carried me throughout the
entire
protest.
I'm trying to think if there's anything that I would protest.
I guess it was a protest. Would you
protest anything? What would it take for you to get out there and hold a sign and march and scream? Not a lot, right?
I wouldn't go out there.
Not a lot, right?
I've always wanted to go to a protest and just make signs that have other things, like they're just bitching about other things.
There were some signs like that, and it was like, making me laugh.
It'd be so funny. I think that's funny.
That's stupid.
Like when those women's marches were going on, I loved the ones that was like some dude just went in there and he's like, I was told there would be cake. Like, I think signs like that. Signs like that are funny. I would like to walk around with an I Like Ike sign just to
but
be like,
you
what?
You can't think of anything that would get you...
No! Nothing would, because it's fucking stupid. I would bitch about it, and I would tell people about it. I wouldn't go and stand and waste my fucking Saturday blocking traffic and ruining everybody else's day doing that.
Right.
You're a piece of shit, really fucking selfish person if that's what you're trying to do. If you want to have a protest, that's your fucking own personal thing. But, like, if you're fucking blocking traffic, I hope you get run over, and then they back up, and then they run back over you, and then they do it again.
All right, so here's a thought. I'm just curious, because... You know I bitch about the bike riders a lot. If I were to hit one of those motherfuckers, would I get in trouble?
Yeah.
Because this shouldn't be in the fucking street. Well, what about a pedestrian?
Like share
in
the
a
road, y'all. That's
so
the, that's
one of
the
things that pisses me off the most is like when somebody's crossing the street and I'm driving down the street and they'll do the thing where they're stepping into the street. They're in the lane next to me, but they're not in my lane. And they'll get really close to my car as I drive by. And I'm like, you fucking asshole. I could swerve over and knock your block off and... Then what?
Maybe just
do I get in trouble?
All right, I want this
well,
to be a social experiment.
Where they are. Okay.
I'm not gonna lie, I really want to hit
in
somebody.
The crosswalk?
Will you try it?
I just really want to.
Please,
hit.
Just like give him a nudge. I don't want you to go kunk right into him.
Yeah.
I just want a little gentle attack.
Or maybe just open my door as.
No, because then that makes it look like you were doing it. But like you just like kind of like get over a little bit, especially like when they're in the lane, they're too close.
You can't do that when you're going 40 miles an hour on.
But when they're too close to you, then you kind of just like. Put like tap them with the back of it
just,
as you're passing,
just
and then
slow down and
just
stop.
Throw them off.
Right
throw them off balance
of
them. A little bit,
my horn
and then they'll lose
I
it.
I lay on my horn, and that wakes them up.
Yeah,
but whatever.
That's a good one.
I don't know. Anyways, somebody else do that. Where you been?
Is that are you done?
I was at the doctor's office too, but I mean,
how's the doctor?
The doctor was great.
That's great.
I'm not injured. Everything's
checking out well.
What was it?
Yeah.
Just like an
healthy
checkup thing?
No, I went in for back and foot pain. God, this is so boring. I'm sorry that you have to sit through my foot pain stories. But
why do you got the foot pain?
Yeah,
I have something called plantar fasciitis.
Oh yes, I've heard of this.
But yeah, basically the tendon in my foot is all messed up, and I have to stretch it out. So.
Oh, that's why you're going to the PT today.
Yes. Good at 5.
There we go. There we go.
But it's just one day. So that's where I've been.
All right. First off, I don't feel like we've addressed the fact that Phyllis and I pretty much predicted Aaron Hernandez's suicide last week.
Oh, yes.
We talked about suicide. We talked about Aaron Hernandez back-to-back. And then I believe I was just like, hey.
Like the next day.
If I knew I was in there, even if I got acquitted, I'd probably just try and off myself.
Yep.
Maybe suggesting he should. And he did. So obviously he's a listener, or was a listener of
Did
Fast
y'all talk
Gravy.
About the fact Oops. That I put on the prep sheet for last week, if you want to kill yourself, I think you should kill yourself?
That was
like,
also...
I think
we brought that up.
Yep.
We brought that
yes.
up.
Yes. And basically we are... We predict the world. So if you need anything...
We are
all
fam.
Going to buy lottery tickets and win the lottery tomorrow.
The
Rockets are going to beat the Oklahoma City Thunder in 5 games. So mark it right now.
Write it down.
Preferably not by 8 points.
Well, the Texans
because then
draft a quarterback.
The Texans, they'll draft a quarterback. They'll draft a quarterback. Maybe not first round, but they'll draft a quarterback. And that is the future.
All right. Well, there you go.
So we already did that. I've been watching a lot of NBA and NHL playoffs. I think the NHL playoffs have been closer, but I think the NBA has been more exciting.
Oh, just takes off her headphones.
There's
a
lot more storylines with that, but I think they had a record 18 overtime games in the first round of the NHL playoffs, so that's pretty cool. I was just a little sad that there were no Game 7s. Those are always a little bit of fun. The NBA playoffs are pretty dope, though. And I've been watching a lot more of The Office. It's pretty great. It's just a great show. And I think we were talking about it prior to starting the podcast. about how we had compared The Office to Modern Family, and The Office definitely is better than Modern Family, yeah. Just because there's so many more characters that have to be like developed.
Like the episode I was watching last night, it was like one of the first episodes where the diversity training thing,
mm-hmm.
and the guy comes in and Michael Scott's just acting like a dumbass.
The was that Prison Mike?
No.
Oh, you didn't. Oh, no, that was when they found out that there was a convict working
in
the office.
This is when Michael gets the best idea in the world to put different races on cards. Have them put the cards on their foreheads like Inglourious Bastards, and they have to guess. God, that's such great.
Well, watching it, though.
Such a fantastic show. Super funny. Definitely funnier than Modern Family.
Modern Family is really funny, but The Office is just an all-time great.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing that. Also, I saw Tom Segura on Friday.
How is Tommy S?
Tommy Buns is pretty good.
Tommy Buns.
Tommy Buns. Yeah, he was pretty funny. He really, really, really killed it. I think he sold out every show he had.
Did he really?
Yeah.
How many
he
did
had,
he do?
I think he had two Thursday. He had two Friday. I think he had two or three Saturday, and I know he had some on Sunday, and I think they were all sold out. So that's pretty good for him. He's really up and coming. I would recommend watching some of his shit on Netflix. That was fun, and I also this last week I sumo wrestled. I got to be a sumo wrestler.
I heard about that.
Did you win?
I like lost, but it was some bullshit. Like that, there was we have video evidence that I was the winner of this. Huh. I had thrown someone down first. He touched the ground first, and then apparently got credit for me touching the ground first. I don't know. I'm not going to be that guy. Huh. It was a charity event.
It's fixed.
But
it's all fixed.
It was rigged.
Rigged. Fake news.
But yeah, those sumo suits, not as easy to maneuver in as you would think.
I wouldn't think so. Yeah, I wouldn't.
I thought they were like more like blow up.
I can't
like,
my arms down.
I thought they were more blow up, but mine was just like a weighted, like really heavy, like suit. You couldn't bend your arms really, so you're just kind of having to move everything like that.
Did they give you a black sumo guy?
They gave me black like sumo head.
Hmm.
Like you had like the
like
regular
little, like
sumo body,
hats.
And they had red and blue belt.
So some would say that you were a half-breed?
Asian.
Oh.
I would have been more Asian than I was
Asian, God.
Right? And that one. But yeah, sumo wrestling is cool. I got like thrown down, and I think I fucked up my shoulder a little, but it's been sore ever since then. But you know, I'm going to play through the injury, so look at me.
Jordan.
I'm really
go get a $200 massage.
I'm real gritty. I'm a real gritty guy.
You know, that's
here.
What he does.
He was telling me about his groin massages.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm.
They're good. But yeah, so I you know, I'm just playing hurt, but no big deal.
It's like, I get this pain, Emma. Can I just go pay this woman to rub me down real quick? It's like,
she's not like giving me a hand job.
Oh, sure, Alex,
just,
sure.
I don't go to those places.
My groin's really tight.
My groin's really tight.
Can you just work it out for me?
If you'll just rub up and down right here on the shaft.
So much tension.
Closer.
It's mostly
closer,
in the crotchal region.
Anyways.
So yeah, that's where I've been. And then I think Bobby Jokes, you tried our new sponsor, Blue Apron. How was
Yay.
That? Let's talk about that, huh?
What?
Pick
yeah,
up your mic.
Actually, really good. It's super simple to make.
What'd you make?
I made some mole spiced beef chili.
That sounds
chili.
Hella good.
Yeah, it had a scallion, which I've never heard of.
Scallions are like onions. My grandmother
did not know that.
A rapscallion.
Is that what that came from?
No. Never mind. But my grandmother, she used to grow scallions in her backyard, and she used to always chop them up and put them in the salad, and I hated them. But anyway, scallions, yeah, they're like onions.
Yeah, and...
green onions.
Yeah, like the card, because of the card with instructions and everything, said it didn't take about 30 minutes to make. It took exactly like 30 minutes
and
to make.
And they sent you all the food and everything?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was like perfectly portioned.
Uh-huh. And it exactly. looks awesome. Just like you know those expectations versus reality things
what?
You see on Reddit? Like, did it look exactly like the picture on the box at it?
Almost. I think I put too much water in, so it looked too liquidy.
So it was
me.
Like
fucking
user
dumbass.
Error, I guess.
Yeah.
don't call him a dumbass.
It will come across the table, Chris.
He's
fucking with him.
That is my boy.
Or nuts.
All right, well, Robert, let me tell you this. So when I was little and I'd get like the Lego set or the Hot Wheels thing, I'd always try to put them together and it would never look like anything like the box. Or like I'd do a gingerbread house on Christmas.
That's
and
why
it
you
looked
were the
like
short bus, buddy.
Ooh.
Anyways, Robert, so Blue Apron, it kind of looked like something on the box and it
yeah.
looked edible and looked good. And
mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you're saying like that they're a solid sponsor that you would recommend to all of your friends and family?
I have recommended.
Oh,
wow. Well, there you go.
I guess Chris hasn't done that, has he?
I didn't even try it.
Oh, whoa, ho, hey.
What the fuck are you talking about?
And you didn't happen to use the blueapron.com/PTG link, did you?
What was that? What link was it?
It was blueapron.com/PTG.
Yes, I think I remember.
Oh, really?
Blueapron.com.
That's where everyone should use. Oh, okay. Okay, that's good to know. Good to know. So you would use it again then, you would say?
I definitely would.
Okay. How about that? How about that?
How about that?
A little testimonial from Bobby Jokes over here.
Bobby,
you got a joke for us? You got a joke? Come on, let's hear it.
Let's see.
Putting him on the spot.
Mm-hmm. Gotta be prepared.
Duck went to a bar and he was about to close out. And I told the guy, you know, just put it on my bill.
There you go.
All right. All right. Solid. Solid. Bobby Jokes, everybody.
We need, like, Bobby Jokes of the week.
Bobby Jokes!
His joke of the week.
Bobby Jokes! Later, let's. We'll work on it over the week.
I could send Bobby Jokes some jokes.
Why didn't you?
I don't know. Hmm. Why was the mime arrested?
We don't need your jokes.
He committed an unspeakable crime.
Boo! Boo!
Yeah, funny. I want to go quiet. Home.
God, fuck you, Phyllis.
Not nice.
That's got a ring to it. Fuck you, Phyllis.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I like that.
Let's tell you guys about, speaking of Blue Apron. Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. It's established partnerships with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the United States. And as a result, that means that you're getting the freshest ingredients delivered to your door. Create incredible meals in the kitchen in 40 minutes or less. Bobby Jokes said it only took him 30 minutes. Each week, customers receive a refrigerated box containing all of the ingredients they need. Boxes contain cards that highlight seasonal crops and supplier stores, and each set of ingredients corresponds with its own recipe card that has instructions, pictures, and helpful cooking tips. Cooking together builds stronger family bonds. Research shows that Blue Apron families cook nearly three times as often as those families that spend a lot at restaurants and high-end grocery chains. They can now spend up to $10 per person for a delicious meal. Here's what we've got for you. Go to blueapron.com/PTG to get $30 off your first order. That's blueapron.com/PTG. We're literally giving you guys free food. $30 worth of free food, to be exact. Go to blueapron.com/PTG. Let me just, why don't we look at the menu for this week and tell you guys some great things you could get from Blue Apron. How about a lemongrass burger and cabbage slaw with sriracha mayonnaise and pickled carrots?
Actually sounds really good.
It does sound good.
Oh, cabbage, what about seared slaw, chicken and creamy couscous with olive and raisin rice? Seared salmon and roasted potato salad with pickled mustard seeds and cream fraiche sauce?
Cream fraiche?
Fraiche.
I think it's
sugar snap fraiche. Pea risotto with mascarpone cheese and mint.
South Park.
Spicy pepper and ricotta calzones with cucumber and romaine salad. All of these seem dope. And you could also even make a pickled beet and hard-boiled egg sandwich with smoky mayonnaise. All of this you can get from Blue Apron today. And especially if you want to use our special code, blueapron.com/PTG, 30% off or $30 off your first order. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. And while you're like, you know, cooking Blue Apron, mm-hmm, it's probably just going to make sense to go with some beer while you're doing that, right?
Of course.
Right? You want to drink while you're cooking and then drink while you're eating. And what better thing to drink than Kräftig Lager and Kräftig Light, the official beer sponsor of Pass the Gravy Podcast. It's American-owned and purity brewed. It's pronounced Kräftig, spelled K-R-A-F-T-I-G. It's made with simply the best ingredients available to any brewer. Pure water, fine barley malt, premium brewer's yeast, and noble Alerto hops. No adjuncts like rice or corn to lower the cost or alter the taste. No industrial enzymes to shorten the natural brewing cycle. It's just an all-natural, all-malt brewing process that uses less to give you more of what you want, a stronger flavor. It's at parity with the leading premium plus beer brands, and it's got a pure, fuller flavor that appeals to a variety of taste palates. It's Kräftig Light and Kräftig Lager, American-owned, purity brewed. Pick them up at your local HEB stores, bitches.
Or check out their coasters at
World
of Beer.
Or steel coasters like Phyllis did. You stole our sponsor's coasters.
I did. They were out at World of Beer, and I was there.
You could have like let them, you know, advertise to the world.
That should have been my where you been. It was at World of Beer Saturday. And they stole a bunch of Kräftig Light coasters. I'm like, oh my god, I know that beer.
I've been there. Oh my god.
I have to get up for Ellie. I was drunk, and I'm like, I have to just take it for Ellie. I just took a handful and ran out.
All right, well, why don't we move to our next segment then, gang? How about that?
I'm ready.
You guys heard about the comeback kid of the week? Anyone ready?
It's the comeback kid.
The comeback kid
of the week. The comeback kid of the week. Bitch.
Ba-da-da-da-bum. Can All I be right. a comeback kid since I came
Nope.
back?
Nope.
Chris, you'll be my comeback kid.
Thank you,
Phil. All right, let's just start off with the obs. Starbucks/unicorns. They're back. Yes. Starbucks and unicorns. The unicorn frappuccino. Apparently, everybody wanted to go get it. I don't think it tasted very good, according to most people's accounts.
Did you try one, Phyllis?
I did not try one. I had no desire. They said it was a mango-based drink, and I hate mango.
Didn't look at all
of
you
have
mango.
Change colors as you move the straw or something like
I
that?
I don't know. It just didn't look. And then there was, like, sweet, and then sour, and then just sugar. Yeah. I could feel my teeth rotting out of my head. I did not try it.
I don't know why, but as I've gotten older, I don't like that kind of thing.
Sugary stuff anymore?
I like
I used to have the biggest sweet
still.
Tooth ever, and now I don't
like
eat sugary
like, I got one of those
anymore.
Frappuccinos a few weeks ago at work, like the Starbucks Frappuccino mm-hmm. bottled things.
Yeah.
It was so sweet. Like,
yeah.
I could not... I took one sip, and I was like...
Like, my stomach hurts now when I can't, like, do sugary cereals anymore.
I used to
anymore.
Like Gushers and all that shit.
Okay, I can still eat some Gushers.
Can't do that.
I can
but
still
like,
eat those.
Just to,
hey,
like...
Hey, Phyllis, watch your foot.
Listen,
we
can
hey,
play footsies with me.
Playing footsie under the table.
Oh. I don't have a lot of leg room here. You're all up in my space.
So, with the Starbucks Frappuccino, the unicorn Frappuccino, comes this great video I found. Have you seen the barista? He got a little upset that he had to make a lot of... to make a lot of these.
Can't be issued or controlled by governments.
Oh, the government.
Any hard currency that is out.
All right, what the fuck? Who is...
Speaking of the government, I'm going to Washington, D.C.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
But today it's kind of needed. I need to rant just a little bit. So, as most
He's
of you know...
He's doing this on Snapchat, so it's really annoying.
I know.
And the new Unicorn Frappuccino came out today. And for most of you who don't know,
what
the unicorn frappuccino is a mango-based cream frappuccino, no coffee, and basically
you only get like 10 seconds
sour
at a time.
Stuff mm-hmm. in the middle.
Wait a second.
Bitter.
Pause it real quick.
So,
I'm sorry.
Since every...
So he's doing a rant 10 seconds at a time?
Yeah. On his Snapchat story.
Yeah. I've done it.
Why not just do it like on Facebook Live or something?
Because he wouldn't be able to think about what he's going to say in the next 10 seconds. He can't think that far ahead.
Probably. That's usually what I do.
Millennials, right?
And I just get angry and I start yelling at my phone. And I think it was just going to be one snap. It turns out to be five and I'm just screaming at my phone.
It happens.
Yeah.
Like, the unicorn frappuccino came out on the internet like a few weeks ago. And it has been, like, the number one frappuccino ever. So, because it's
annoying
been so
shit,
popular
right?
online, everyone's like, oh my gosh, I need to try it when it comes out.
So this kid's basically about to be bitching about doing his job.
Well, today it came out.
Did he get fired?
And I have to tell you... Please don't get it! I've never made so many frappuccinos in my entire life. My hands are completely sticky. I have unicorn crap all in my hair and on my nose. I have never been so stressed out in my entire life.
Is this a
life.
Guy or is this
it
a
has
fucking
been
bitch?
Insane.
Girl,
if you
pair
love
of balls.
Would
you? He said his hands were sticky.
What a pussy-ass
don't
bitch.
Order it.
You're worse than that guy
it's
on that
so
United
difficult
flight.
To make
little
it
pussy.
Right after
oh
the
my
other.
God.
And people
it's true.
Were coming in left and right, drive through.
Oh my God, they just kept coming in asking for the coffee. Oh my God.
The coffee
like
shop
left and
people
right.
Coffee.
Like, can you believe that? They were like asking for this frappuccino. Oh my God.
You guys need coffee that bad?
Fucking kill yourself.
So, for the love of God,
oh my God almighty, I fucking hate my generation. I hate it. I hate us all. We deserve to be bombed. North Korea, keep working because we kind of deserve it.
Just listen to. We'll get to North Korea coming up and come back.
Oh.
We'll get to that.
Don't quit, Kim Jong Un.
Just listen to how he says Frappuccino.
Corn Frappuccino.
Frappuccino.
I got a kick out of this video.
The unicorn Frappuccino.
All
right. Get the unicorn Frappuccino. Get the unicorn. Frappuccino.
That's almost as weird as how Alex says Houston.
Yeah, but that's Houston. Worse. Farrappuccino.
Farrappuccino.
The Farrappuccino.
The fuck, man. How old is that kid?
I thought it was
probably
he's
like
got to be
high school.
16, 17.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, well, he's
in Snapchat.
But still, man, if I, like, can you imagine a 16-year-old talking like
I
that?
I can.
Yeah.
What a bitch.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Fuck you.
I thought it was funny. I laughed at it.
So, yeah, Starbucks is back. Unicorns are back as well, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're real still. Also, sexual assault / harassment allegations. You know, besides Chris and us having to file that one with Bobby Jokes and our HR department.
Snack pack.
Sean Hannity. He's the newest guy to have some sexual assault allegations. I think, not just Bill O'Reilly, and it's not just the Bills anymore.
I heard
we got our first Sean in the group.
I heard that there's like a coordinated effort to kind of accuse these guys of certain things. I don't know about that.
I wouldn't say that was 100% crazy, though.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because some of these people on the left are absolutely fucking crazy and think that Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly are evil and they will do anything to get them off the air. You know, Bill O'Reilly, there's always been those stories about his ex-wife, how he threw her down the stairs and stuff.
Oh,
like,
my God. I didn't know.
Maybe
she
shouldn't have talked shit.
I'm just kidding.
There's always been those stories that he was kind of a weird dude.
Yeah.
That he's done some shady stuff.
Yeah.
I never liked Bill O'Reilly all that much.
He's very creepy looking. Like, looking at him makes me feel uncomfortable.
He does have that saggy chin.
Yeah, oof.
I don't like him because he's convinced. He'll go on the air and say, I am not a Republican. Like, are you kidding?
Are you sure?
You can't say
that. Because
you're on Fox. Well, just because he's on Fox doesn't mean he's a Republican.
Yeah, leads you to believe he's a Republican.
Okay, but there's Democrats on Fox.
Not many.
There's Democrats. I mean, you know.
Name five.
Sure.
There's Marie Harf on Fox. That's all I got.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, there's Democrats. Name three Republicans that are on CNN or ABC or CBS.
You're the political guy here.
All I'm saying is that just because he's at Fox doesn't mean he's got to be a Republican. But he is.
Spin zone. Maybe he likes Foxes.
I'm not saying that he's not a Republican. I'm saying that he is a Republican.
We can't rule that out. Maybe he's an animal lover.
If you watch his show, he's clearly a fucking old school, you know, Bush Republican kind of guy.
Oh, I had it. I had to drop.
Spin zone.
I just had it. It's got to be there.
I don't like the fact that he goes on his TV show and now his bullshit podcast and say that he's not Republican. He's right down the middle and then no spin zone because I do everything by the book. No, you don't. You're a fucking hack.
He's Republican.
I'm glad he's
Doesn't he always talk about him being friends with Trump and...
No, that's Sean Hannity. Oh, okay. Sean Hannity's one.
Well, now Sean Hannity... He's joining the group. I don't know what the whole story is, but apparently there's been allegations that he was sexually assaulting people. But whatevs. We'll figure it out. Apparently they're all fraudulent claims.
Bob Beckel, another Republican on Fox. Boom. Or, I'm sorry, Democrat.
All right, so you get two.
We're up to two.
Don't worry, it's really building. What do we got, an hour left in there?
Nope.
45 minutes?
Nope, because now we're moving on past it. Also a comeback kid, a little late, but weed. It was 4:20 on Thursday, so everybody was, oh, yeah, man, I'm getting really stoned. Yeah, dude.
I hate 4:20.
It's really annoying, isn't it?
It's like when I remember being in high school, and friends like, oh, man, so when we get out of school, then go to his house, we're going to smoke some weed, it's 4:20. I'm like, dude, we smoked weed yesterday, and we're going to smoke weed tomorrow. It's going
to
be like, what's different?
What's so special about today?
Ah, it was weird.
So, yeah.
I always hated that fucking thing. I always hate all potheads. Like,
over the top potheads?
Like the kinds who wear the tie dye t-shirts,
the marijuana leaves. Yeah,
and they got the Bob Marley jam in. Like, fuck you.
Over the
top. You're annoying as shit. And the guys, they're always marching. Ooh, I just spit on the microphone. They're always just marching for legalize it, man. Like,
dude, just legalize it, dog.
God. Anyways.
Yeah.
So marijuana is a comeback
game. Also back, draft talk and mock drafts, and then just, you know, like, maybe a team signs somebody, so then we go, oh, you know what that means, that they're moving parts to sign so-and-so and make a trade in the draft for this, because it's draft week, and it's everybody's got to just, like, I'm so sick and tired of the NFL draft at this point in time. Like, it was awesome when it was on ESPN, and that was it, and you just saw it on ESPN, you knew it was 2 days, it was Saturday, it was Sunday, you had four rounds each time, or you had four rounds and you had three rounds.
Do you think
that
NFL
cool.
Network is to blame?
I don't think that they're solely to blame.
I feel like
because they only have to cover
NFL
drafts.
Network came along, and then all of a sudden, everybody started caring about the combine and all that kind of thing. Like, before, we didn't really care about
it.
I like football, but I don't watch any of the extra stuff.
You shouldn't.
Off-season.
You shouldn't watch that
but,
shit.
You make a pretty good point, because I didn't know anything about this combine stuff until recent years, and I'm right? like, what are they doing? I don't know. Well, I don't know if I'm oblivious to football stuff, or...
NFL Network just now, like, they had
to do
football
something to
network.
Fill
the
gap.
They have to fill it, so that like,
yeah.
well, we can go to
I remember when it,
and do the
I remember
combine,
when it
but...
came out, I was asking my dad, well, what are they going to do on NFL? Like, what are they going to talk about in July? There's no football
game. Replays!
Well, they had those specials come out, and then they had the top tens and America's Team and all that. America's Game. They had all that stuff come out, and that was good. But then it's like they're focusing on stuff that's like unimportant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember when Peyton Manning, when he left the Colts and he was going to sign with the Broncos, they were doing a live feed. They were showing the live feed of his truck, of like his, he was in a truck. Do you remember this, Alex?
Yeah.
From him, like, traveling to the Broncos stadium, and that was when he was going to sign the papers, and, like, you know, what's his name? The dude with the big ears, Siciliano, he was on there saying, we're looking at live footage of Peyton Manning going down to sign to a new team, and it was a big deal. Like, it was fucking O.J. Simpson running from the cops. It was so stupid. People take it too seriously is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, is that, no, come on, yeah. Guys. Like, I love football. I watch it every single Sunday.
Yeah.
But really? Like, really?
People that, like, take go it so seriously. To the NFL draft, though.
Oh, that's weird.
Like, if you make a trip to the draft, like, well, let's go watch a player's name get called. Or
people,
yeah!
People go to spring training and stuff like that.
Spring training, you at least are watching fucking spring training games.
That's different.
Like, I want to go... No, I'm sorry. Not spring training, but, like, practice and stuff.
Oh, right,
when they go to the practices, and they go, I want to see this guy practice.
Oh, it's the first of Tua days. Let's go. Yeah, see let's go watch the. Oh Tua man, the kicker's really kicking good this year. I wonder if he's gonna make the team. Ooh, I don't know if JJ's gonna make the cut. I know he's fucking it's gonna make it.
JJ Watt.
But like, I'm God done. Damn, the draft dude. Is so overdone. It's so over. Well, that's because you're professional now, dude. God, don't stare Robert. Into the lights.
Fuck.
Don't listen to him, Bobby jokes.
Bring this Hispanic.
Your videos are gorgeous.
Also back is Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson signed with the Saints.
He's the guy who hit his girlfriend.
Hit
right?
his kid.
Kid.
He spanked his kid and got suspended kid. For a
That's
year.
That's right. Okay.
Which is fucking
back in my day. Hold on. Who's the that kid was that, just called an ass whipping.
Who's the kid who's the guy that beat his girlfriend?
Greg Hardy.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Ray Rice.
No, that was Ray Rice.
Dick.
There we go. See,
I don't know. They
why bring up Greg Hardy?
You guys like to hire. It's like whatever. Sign those guys.
Fuck you.
You like to sign those guys.
Okay, sorry. I got my football players confused.
I mean, did you not hire Greg Hardy? I'm just saying.
I did not hire
your boys. Greg. Your boys did. All right, so this is, I guess, like, it's kind of like a spin zone version of Comeback Kid. Okay. This isn't necessarily back, but, you know, it's who needs to be back this week, I think. And I'm just going to state Dennis Rodman. I think Dennis Rodman needs to be back.
Why?
Remember when he went to North Korea, did that whole documentary? I think it was called Big Bang in Pyongyang. And he united the country playing basketball. And Dennis Rodman and Kim Jong-un are like BFFs. And they were like, the world was at ease. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we don't need to have wars. Maybe we need to send ships over there to North Korea. Hey, Dennis, what do you got going on?
Dennis, your boy's acting up.
Nothing. He's doing nothing. We want to go back to North Korea and talk to Kim? And he'll be like, all right, that's cool. And then we can ease all the tensions between our nations.
I don't
that's
know.
Just
that's
just me looking
it.
Out for our countries here.
People all over the world unite. Love train. Thought of love train. Love train. Oh, people all over the world. Join hands.
Everybody
start a love train. Love train.
Yep. Yep.
Dun, 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 dun.
Those are the OJs saying that.
There we go.
Alright, that's all.
Remember that song was featured in the Coors commercials?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Silver Bullet.
Silver Bullet.
Woo woo! So, just, you know, if you have not seen Big Bang in Pyongyang with Dennis Rodman, you need to go find it.
It's on Netflix.
Pretty great.
I think
it's like a Showtime, but you can get it online bootlegged now.
Yeah.
It's pretty great, though. Like, Dennis Rodman being the guy, like, the ambassador to fucking North Korea. Because you could tell they're like, yeah, fuck it. I don't care if Dennis Rodman comes back. Let him go. And he did. He did come back. Right, so maybe he's the answer.
Just
I'm just throwing
back
just spitballing here,
Dennis!
Gang.
Dennis!
All right. You know what else I think Kim Jong-un could use to help, like, ease the tension with our countries is maybe if he was wearing some MeUndies and Donald was wearing some MeUndies and Vladimir was wearing some MeUndies, like, we wouldn't be so stressed because I am wearing MeUndies and I am way less stressed than those guys. So elevate your underground game, guys, with MeUndies. You've perfected your wardrobe. I can't read. You've perfected your wardrobe, but what about the stuff not everybody gets to see? If you've been settling for store-bought 5-packs, I have something that can change your life for the better. I'm talking about MeUndies. What's the first thing you put on and the last thing you take off every day? It's your underwear. Make your most important piece of clothing the best it can be with MeUndies. What is MeUndies? Just seriously soft, feel-good undies that are delivered right to your door. MeUndies are designed in L.A., which is Los Angeles or Louisiana, and made from sustainably sourced micromodal, a fabric 3 times softer than cotton. Guys, I'm trying to, like, do a read here. Maybe just,
Chris, maybe, you know, you're fucking up.
And if you're not ready for a subscription, that's okay. you can still save because MeUndies is offering you 20% off your first order when you go to MeUndies.com/podcast. So go ahead, revamp your underwear drawer today. You deserve it. Once again, it's MeUndies.com/podcast. MeUndies.com/podcast.
Are we going into Not Cool?
We are.
Already?
I just thought of something, and it's not going to be my Not Cool, but... So you remember I was bitching about the rental car because my car got hit? And yeah. I was bitching because I had to give him a $50 deposit, and I was felt like I shouldn't have to, like, no money should come out of my pocket for this. Mm-hmm. I never got that $50 deposit back. Ooh, go raise some assholes. I'm going to raise some goddamn hell tomorrow.
And then burn the building down if they don't. And then be like, there's your $50. You already have my $50. There's my deposit, bitch. More than $50.
I like that.
And I could use a cool $50 just in my bank account for no, like.
You should walk in and be like, dude, do you know who I am?
That always helps.
That'd be I'm Chris nice, Hogan, Past the Great Podcast. Maybe you heard of it? I'm like, oh, shit, dude, here, take it.
Give him $50.
Give him $100. Yeah. I don't know. Just
double that.
Give him whatever it'll take him to shut up.
He's going to tell all his 12 listeners not to come to Enterprise.
It's 12 and a half.
Excuse me.
Who's the half?
The midget.
Oh. What's up?
Okay.
All right, let's move right into Not Cool then. How about that? How about that?
I just forgot.
Not cool, man.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool. Not cool.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool, man.
Dude, that's not cool.
Not cool. Not cool.
Dude, that's not cool. Not cool. Not cool.
Let's go. Who wants to go first?
Well,
Phyllis
forgot,
needs to go
I
first.
Go. Oh, I gotta get
She's
this off
been
my
raving
chest.
Like all day, nonstop.
But that's not cool.
All right.
My heart's racing because I'm like thinking about it is like working me
Let's
up again.
See if it lives up.
Okay, so I'm leaving the science march. The, quote unquote. Okay, I'm leaving the science fair.
You being at the science march is already the not cool, right?
Sure.
Right.
It was fun. I had a good time
out
there.
Ah, that was my not cool. Okay.
I hate ahead. You. Okay, so I'm leaving the...
That's my not cool now.
This is at the science march. So I'm leaving my not cool. And I had parallel parked in the streets of Houston because, let's be real, you can't ever park anywhere in Houston. So I'm parallel parked, and I'm behind my friend. And I'm sitting in my car, and I'm putting my address into my GPS because I don't know how to get out of Houston. I'm so lost. I'm lost right now. I don't know where I am. So I had put my car in reverse. So the reverse lights were on, and my friend in front of me left. So I had put my reverse lights on because I was going to move and then go around him, but he already left. And in the meantime, there's this big black SUV. That
Why's it got to be a black
why?
SUV? African-American. African-American.
It's a big black SUV.
Wow.
GMC.
Wow.
It's a what?
It's a GMC it's a big black SUV.
I'm hoping on a big fat black dick.
Jesus.
I'm hoping on a big fat black dick.
But the dick was an SUV. So.
Okay.
I love that.
Your words, not mine.
So she had pulled up right next to me, and you could tell like I'm about to move. I'm about to get out of this parking spot. So my friend Joseph, he leaves. And so I'm like, okay, obviously this chick wants to get into a spot. Let me hurry up and get out of here. She's got a big black SUV.
Jesus.
So I want to give her as much space as possible because it's God damn it because it's Houston.
It's what?
You know?
No, continue your story. I'm sorry. Man, please quit interrupting.
So I'm about to I put my car in drive.
Enough, guys.
All right,
so she whips into this parking spot in front of me, the spot my friend just left. And I'm like, you son of a bitch. Like, I know. What are you doing? So I honk on my horn, and I give her the middle finger. I'm like, you.
What? Because you can't get out?
Because she whips in, and yeah, now I'm stuck. Because the way her car is positioned, I can't get out. I am stuck. Because the Lexus behind me didn't give me enough room to get out. So this motherfucker is like parked right there. So I'm honking my horn, and then she's trying to like maneuver her big black SUV, and I'm just like, my hands are going, like my Italian hands are flinging all over the place. She gets out of the car. I'm like, oh bitch, let's do this.
Oh,
yes,
you're gonna fight. It's
she
gonna
gets
be a
out
fight.
Of the car. I didn't get out of my car. Like,
a girl fight.
Phyllis, hold on.
I didn't have the time of day to get out of my car. What?
You're gonna fight this person?
No.
You should have.
You should have.
No.
Black lady?
No. She was white.
Well, then you definitely
She's white, skinny, and...
How old?
About mid-30s. About mid-30s. She totally, total mom. Like
what do you,
pink and
what
white,
do you think she
tank
weighed?
Top.
What do you think she weighed?
Less than me. Probably like 120.
Oh, 120. Okay.
Yeah. She. I could have taken her. Oh, I could have taken her. Nah, she looked like
dude, so that's dangerous because you can't, like, she's not going to be worried about you fucking up her face.
And, mm-hmm. Well, she wasn't ugly.
She can probably take a punch then.
Okay. So she gets out of the car and she starts yelling at me. And I'm like, oh, this bitch right here. So we're yelling back and forth. And I'm like, you can clearly tell I'm about to leave. She's like, oh, I didn't see your blinker on. I'm like, well, you were fucking right next to me. You wouldn't see my blinker on regardless. So she's yelling at me and she keeps just bringing up the blinker. And I'm like trying to tell her, I was trying to get out of your way. I was trying to benefit you, but you had to be the bitch to swing right in there. So she keeps, like I said, bringing up the blinker, your blinker wasn't on. So I go, oh my God, you cunt. And she just kind of stops.
Yes.
And I'm like, get back in your fucking car and move it. And she just, the color, that? Yes.
Phyllis dropped a hard C, everybody.
That makes you proud. The color drained from her face. She turned as white
as
a sheet.
Did you call her a cunt?
I called her a cunt.
And she heard you.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it disarms women. Women are complete. It's deer in headlights. If you want to fucking shut a woman up, call her a cunt. She's like, and she has to like reevaluate what's going on in her life.
That's exactly what happened. It's like I hit restart on a computer. That happened with me. Stared at me.
With the cart, I said, 2 weeks ago. And it was just like that lady didn't know how to respond.
No. Because that word, like, when you're young, like, the F word is, like, the ultimate bad word. And then you get older, and you're like, oh, cunt. That's a horrible word. That's so bad. So
it
I drop that.
It does pierce the ears.
It does. The cunt.
Sticks out.
Cunt.
Cunt. That's why it's so fun to say, really.
So
cunt.
She, like I shot her children this look on her face. She gets back in her car because I told her to get back in her effing car. No, it gets better. So she comes out again and she's got her phone and she's taking a picture of me in my car. So I'm just sitting in the front passenger seat, like giving her the middle finger. I'm like, so I roll down the window. I'm like, my dad's a cop. I don't know what you're trying to accomplish here. And I don't like dropping the I'm related to cops bomb because it's kind of a dick thing to do.
I was going to say, what the fuck difference does that make?
Exactly.
Well, if she was black, she would have thought she was going to get beaten.
Well,
so she might have been like less likely, antagonized. But
I brought up the cop thing because if she had called it in and gave a police officer my license plate and what happened, the officer would have said, "Just go your separate ways." Just because she didn't hit my car. We didn't get into a fight. It was just a verbal altercation, and we just yelled at each other. And I told her to go away, basically, in a harsher language, but. So she took a picture of my car, so I rolled on my window. I'm like, two can play this game, and I took a picture of her car. I'm like, I don't know what this solved. So I backed up, and I left, and I was mad at myself as soon as I left. I'm like, God damn it, I should have sat in that parking spot and made her move her big black SUV and parallel parked it and just pissed her off. So she had to go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And I'm mad because I gave her that room so she can maneuver a dumb car.
I'm really proud of you, Phyllis. I gotta tell you, I think you handled this like a champ.
It started building up. It was like building up, and she was yelling at me about this goddamn blinker. I'm like, you wouldn't have seen it. I was like, you saw my reverse lights. You saw I'm about to leave. You saw my friend pull out. You whipped right in. You didn't give me a chance to get out of here. Now I can't move because your car's in front of me, and the Lexus is way too close to behind me. And so we're yelling back and forth, and she keeps bringing up, your blinker wasn't on. Your blinker wasn't on. But you see the fucker in front of me who just left. Like, come on. Like, no.
Did you cry a little bit?
I did not cry. It was anger. I'm pretty sure my face was as red as a tomato. Like, I was so angry. Red as tomato. I was so angry. And as soon as she just brought up that blinker again, I'm like, oh, Jesus, you cunt. And she just, the color just drained from her face. And it was so good.
That's,
I was so happy. I won.
So now y'all, both of y'all.
Those of you listening and watching, like, I'd love this to be a segment. This is an ongoing segment. Just if you have an experience like this, you know, drop the hard C.
The hard C.
Be like, hey, shut the fuck up, you cunt. Or, you fucking cunt. Don't be such a fuck. Something along the lines of what Phyllis or I have done in the past. And just watch how you're like, oh my God, I can win this fight now. And email us your experiences, and we will read them.
Yeah.
PassTheGradePod@gmail.com. Or no, I guess it's answers@PassTheGradePod.com now. But whatever.
Oh, you changed it?
We did change it.
Oh, okay.
To make it easy.
That makes sense.
But I'm really proud of you, though, for dropping a hard C.
My blood pressure is still rising.
Sometimes that's all you... But it makes you feel a little bit better when you say it.
It does. But then again, I was thinking, like, I was being the nice person and, like, trying to move for this lady, and, like, you're, like, the complete opposite, and you would have just sat there. You probably probably fucking would have moved up and, like, taken up all those seats.
I did that the other day.
I was trying to be a good person, and I was thinking of you the entire time, and just would have sat there.
I was at Target the other day, and there was this lady, and she wanted, like, I was in, like, the fourth spot in the row, and she wanted it so bad, but there were, like, hundreds, like, the whole thing was empty all the way back, and I was just like, this bitch is fucking holding up all these people. I'm not fucking moving. And I went and, like, got out of my car and put the shit that I had in the front seat in the back of the car. I was like, that's cool. I'll sit here. Let me check out what's going on my phone. Why? There were 100 spots open. She just wanted the fourth one in the line. I'm not fucking in charge of that. Fuck
you. I was trying to be a good person. I was like,
wait a second,
Alex. I see
this
girl. She's trying to get in here.
Hold on. If you see somebody waiting behind you for your parking spot,
holding other people up? Yeah.
He will sit in
It's the principal.
It just makes
Who are you?
So
you can
angry.
Fucking walk! My God!
You're a dick, Alex.
If you don't have a handicap sticker, fuck you.
You're a dick.
Oh, man, this 100 yards is really way
like
too
if,
much
if
to
if
walk.
I see so, if I'm walking to my car and I can see somebody's kind of like following me, waiting for me to get into my car, I will like get some hustle up
nope.
going.
I will get out of my way for them. I just kind of like, all right, whatever.
In college, I used to...
What an asshole. Alex, I don't think I want to be your friend anymore.
In college, I used to have people like... Because I would walk to class, and I lived like close to campus, so I would be able to walk to and from. And I would
to
be cutting
fro.
Through... Alex. I'd be cutting through parking lots, and I would have people follow me because they're waiting for me to walk to my car. And I like it was a fun little game to be like, I'm just going to weave in as many of these cars. Be like, oh, he's obviously... This is it. And then go like whip around, and I'm like walking still across there. Like, oh, shit. All right. And then, like, I walk out of the parking lot,
okay,
and they're like, God damn it, why did I follow this
his
guy?
His defense, that's hilarious, and that's something
funny.
I would do.
Because people do follow you, like, they find, literally, like, we need, like, and occasionally if they were like, you need a ride? You need a ride to your spot? I'm like, nah, actually, I didn't park here. Oh, okay. Like, I would always tell them I didn't park here, but it's like, don't fucking follow me and make me
that's
uncomfortable,
so
that's weird.
The other day, I was walking out of Chick-fil-A, and this girl, she was right in front of me, we were both walking out, and our cars were parked right next to each other, and we're kind of, like, she's... walking and
do I open first or do you open
I'm
first?
Literally like 2 feet
that's
behind her and we're walking all the way to our cars and at a certain point she looks behind me and is like, is this fucking half-breed following me? I when she turned around I was like, I promise you I'm not following you, my car is right there. And she's like, oh, sorry, and because she felt weird.
Did you say because I'm black?
No,
you should have tried that.
Is it because I'm black?
I did not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You had to like lower your voice, like make you sound.
Yo,
because I'm black.
Is it because I'm black? He put his hood on.
Because yeah, I always got a hood. What did I say, Alex? Trayvon Martin ruined
Trayvon
the hood.
Trayvon Martin ruined
that
the
is
hoodie
very true.
For young black men.
For Chris.
It's like I'll be out in my balcony and it'll be kind of cold and I'll want to put my hood on.
Can't.
And I'm like, no, I don't want people to judge me.
So that's why he has a leather jacket.
Exactly.
He consistently hangs out in front of jukeboxes. I have yet to see him turn one on punching at this.
Speaking of which,
work on that.
Homegirl died.
Joni.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, what's
Joni loves Chachi. That's all I think
of. Monday, happy day.
Is it bad that like I don't think about her when I hear Joni and Chachi? I just think of
apparently
Ben
she
Stiller
was...
saying, Joni loves Chachi. Yeah.
That's exactly what I think of.
Apparently, she was like in a trailer park living and getting kicked out of her trailer park. Like, she'd hit rough times.
Yeah, I heard she abused a lot of drugs.
She only got like $900 an episode.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
I mean, not...
For us.
I mean, yeah. If Pastor Gay made $900 an episode, I'd be fucking happy as shit.
Yeah. Anyways, so who's up?
You are.
Oh, yeah, I am. Okay. So I was having a tough time thinking of a not cool, and I finally got one on my way here, as I usually do. I stopped at a gas station, and...
second back-to-back weeks of gas station not cool.
Yeah, pretty much. It was the same
gas station.
It was the same gas
station.
Send
somebody in. Get a favor.
But lately at this gas station, they've been doing the thing where there are two people in front of me. Hey, do you want to donate to Texas Children's Hospital? Guy at the counter said, yeah, sure, I'll give you a dollar. And then the guy in front of me said the same thing. And then they get to me and ask me. And there's another guy behind me. He's witnessed this whole thing at this point. He's witnessed two guys before me say, yeah, I'll give a dollar. And then my broke ass pull up to the counter paying in nickels. And no, you want to give a dollar? And I do the not today kind of thing. Like, you know, I usually, like, maybe tomorrow I'll give you a dollar.
I'm here so much.
Yeah, you know.
Not today. Like, not today.
Like, I'm never giving you my dollar. Which basically means fuck the kids, right? Yep. Like, I don't care about Texas Children's kids.
Was it like on South Park where they make
it? It was
like,
just
please
like,
just pull the food out of the dying child's mouth. Just pull it out. I can't. Just pull harder. Pull harder.
Pretty much. But yeah, it's like, can't you just put up a sign saying, did I tell you the
Camp
Hope story?
Or like the Ronald McDonald, they had like the change, right, that you could just drop your change. You don't have to say a word, you just drop your change.
So I didn't even plan on telling this story, but a few weeks ago I was at Specs, and I think I was getting the fancy bourbon for the boss man.
Yes, I remember the story.
So I don't think I told you this part, though. So my boss, Michael Berry, he's a big into Camp Hope. That's his big charity, is Camp Hope, Camp Hope, Camp Hope, Camp Hope. Well, Specs is doing this thing where you give like 10% of whatever to Camp Hope. And when I was at the Specs picking up the bourbon for him, the lady's like, she figured out that I was there picking up his stuff. He's like, oh, look, we're doing this thing for Camp Hope. You want to give? And I'm like, I did the same thing I usually do. Not today. And she looks at me and she's like, but you work for Michael Berry. He's Mr. Camp Hope. You should give money to Camp Hope. And I'm like, like, I said no. What do you expect? Like, okay, you convinced me. Here's my money. Like, fucking bitch. Mm-hmm. I said no the first time. Don't do it. I just wish people would stop asking for money from charity.
Yeah,
plus, don't I give enough to Tasers for Tots? I feel.
I remember that got shut down.
Oh, yeah.
That got shut down. Apparently, that's...
Apparently, some of the kids
frowned upon.
Some of the kids got sent to Texas Children's.
Tasers for Tots. I thought we were protecting toddlers, but apparently it's wrong. You know, kidnapping is a problem in this country.
That's very
Maybe,
true.
Maybe you had a taser in every toddler's hand, and they're not kidnapped as much.
Nope.
That's all I'm saying. Facts are facts. But now we're meals on, or wheels on meals on wheels. Mm-hmm. We put the wheels on the meals on wheels cars.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So like I feel like we're delivering meals to the poor.
Yeah.
So that is us. My not cool basically is charity.
No, but like it makes so much. Because it's
what?
It's the way to like make something that you don't really
Jesus.
Have.
Jesus.
But like it is a way to make something that you don't really have a say in. Like make you feel like a piece of shit. It's like, oh, you don't care about the March of Dimes. Like I don't fucking know what the March of Dimes is,
yeah,
guys.
Seriously.
That's premature. Seriously. Babies.
Okay, fucking just found that out today. Right, like, I don't fucking know what that is.
No, but okay, I do the same thing. I go into PetSmart and
Phyllis thinks I beat women.
Yes.
And every time every time she's on the podcast, you just have some like horrible stance on something.
It's true.
Like, who's this Chris guy? I keep inviting back. She's awful.
At the gas station by my house, there's these like breast cancer awareness people, and not just October.
Don't
like
me.
Year round, there's like one or two people in these like pink collared shirts, and they try and sell you this like shit that like shines up your wheel and your like rims or whatever it is, and like they want to try like sell you that shit, and like it's in a pink can, it's for breast cancer, and like I just have started like I don't even deal with it. Like I used to let them give me their picture, like no thank you, not today, and I'm just like no I'm
don't make eye contact, just walk by.
But one time,
put your headphones
like,
in.
We work on the Rod Ryan show. We have those boobs rock like all October. We do all this breast cancer awareness shit. I was coming back from one of those events. I had my boobs rock shirt on.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, hi, would you like to give money for a breast cancer? I was like, and I just like held out the shirt like, all right, let's look at it. Oh, okay, well, I was like, no.
Already did.
And like right now, like the fact that they're still like hitting up everybody that's fucking putting gas in their car. Because like you're just gassing up your car. Hi, would you like to vote? I'm like, who the fuck are you? Go away. Leave me alone.
That would make me uncomfortable.
They have a little
somebody
fucking like tent. But like they just try and like play the charity card. It's like, bitch, like you're doing this year round all for charity? Fuck you. No, you're not. I don't buy it.
Some of those
all.
Aren't all just
if it's anything awareness, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't raise money for awareness. You raise money for research.
Yes.
Folks.
With all the right. L in there.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
I got a couple for you guys. First off, on the way here. People that are just oblivious to lane changes and shit like that.
Ugh.
Like, if you see the, like, sign saying, this lane is ending, this lane merges, and you wait until the last second, or you get over into the lane that you know is about to merge, and then you're like, oh, can I just get right back over? And then you make me seem like I'm the dick when I won't let you over. No, you're the dick, because you knew it was happening, and you're just oblivious. You're like, fucking be aware of your surroundings when you're driving. And also, like, follow the fucking speed limit. If it's a 30-mile-an-hour zone, don't go 20.
Oh, God.
Nobody needs that guy. Like, I don't care if you're looking for shit. And if you're in the left turn lane, if you're in a left turn only lane and you be like, oh shit, I forgot, I should have gone straight, you don't get to put your right blinker on. You gotta turn left and you gotta U-turn and you gotta come back.
Mm-hmm.
I had that happen the
you
other
done
day.
Fucked
and I was
up.
Just like, what the fuck, bro? No! And I held my horn the whole fucking time. That whole fucking time, and he finally got awkward enough and just left.
That's something I would do.
Just turn. Just, I was like, just fucking go! It it's
down.
On you! You
I get
fucked
such
up!
Bad
you gotta
road
own that.
Rage.
I do too. It's awful. So that's one of my not cools. I already kind of covered it. NFL draft coverage, it's too much. We don't need as much of this. It's mm-hmm. fucking stupid. We don't really, like, maybe like a segment a day. We don't need an entire 7 hours of draft coverage on a Tuesday before the draft. That's just unnecessary. And then also, dying during the Ironman triathlon.
Somebody died?
That's not
wow,
cool.
Alex.
That's not cool. I'm just saying, if you're training for three triathlon, if you're training for a triathlon, maybe be able to do it.
Oh my god, who died? I did not
know
this.
I know some dude died during the Ironman this weekend.
What was he doing? Like the biking swimming?
Come on,
swimming.
Man. That's like
that's like the first thing.
Guess
you do.
He's not so iron, is he?
Come on, that's not cool.
Maybe he should have had an iron.
That's
lung.
My not cool is that you're making fun of this dead guy who has a family.
Says the guy that just made fun of charity.
Yes. I'm making fun of the people pestering me to give to charity when I don't want to, but you're making fun of somebody who died.
Oh,
well then don't train for a marathon you can't complete, bro.
Oh my god.
I can't be for that.
If you want to be an Ironman, be an Ironman.
I wanted to do an Ironman.
Maybe not.
Then
now.
I got fat.
I was going to shit on the Ironman people.
No,
like,
is there? But is there anything? That was also, no, I wrote this down. Was there anything worse than like triathlete guy?
That's annoying. Triathlete guy, fuck you.
Triathlete
marathon
guy?
Marathon guy, fuck you.
Like ranking at half
science
marathon?
Science fair protester, fuck you.
Whoa!
I'm kidding. I didn't march.
I just showed up.
Phyllis, you know I love you like the Italian sister I never wanted.
Like, like half marathon guy is annoying because like when you're, like, what is it, 13.1? Like, when you have that sticker, it's like, you're only half-assing it.
Yeah.
Don't brag about
yeah.
it. Fucking run a whole marathon and then brag about it.
It's like Daniel Tosh. When did half marathons become a thing? He's like, I read half a book. Congratulations.
Oh, hey, I finished my sophomore year in college and dropped out. Huh? I get a half degree, right? No, you don't. But that's annoying. Also is fucking Tough Mudder guy. I think Tough Mudder guy might be more annoying than Iron Man guy.
Oh, I did a
triathlon
Warrior Dash,
guy.
Which is kind of like a Tough Mudder.
It's the same
so
thing.
Much
the
fun.
Hell is a Tough Mudder?
It's where like, oh man,
there's
it's really muddy and it's
runs.
An obstacle course. And then like, but oh my god, guys, this is, does anybody want to do the Tough Mudder with me? And then they're all like super hardcore into it. And it's like, hey, Alex, do you want to wake up early on a Saturday and then go like crawl up obstacles and do a ropes course and then like crawl under
fun.
Barbed wire things and like hop through tires? I'm like, no, I don't want to do that at
ropes
all.
Ropes can be fun.
But you can drink the whole time after. Yeah, I could just wake up and drink. That's what I can do. I'm
not
going to
do that.
I did
one in high school and we got like free beer with it, but obviously we couldn't drink it.
Is that really? You get the worst part of that.
It was so, oh my god, I know how you feel, but it was actually a lot of fun. And I ran the entire thing and there was a lot of, like I said, obstacles.
I don't care if that's what you do.
I jumped over fire.
When you brag about it, it's like, fuck you.
Yeah, there's no brag. I mean, I took a picture with like my participation medal. Everybody got a participation medal.
You know what I hate? I know I've bitched about this before, but we're talking about taking pictures and bragging about stuff. People in charity. The people who go and donate to, like, the soup kitchen, and then they take a picture, like, look at me at the soup kitchen.
The kind of people that, like, do good and have to show that they're doing good. Just do good.
When you,
just
when
do
you,
good.
Yeah, well, the second you share it, you're not doing good.
Exactly.
No. Yep.
It goes back to my, I
now
went to the protest, and I felt really good about myself. Like, fuck you, whore.
I did not post, I posted one thing on Snapchat. But it was of the city hall, and I was like out here for science, and that was the only thing
for
I posted
science,
on,
I believe
on
is
science.
The pronunciation.
It's the only thing I posted on social media, mainly because I don't want people to know my political views. I mean, obviously that's too late now, but
too late.
Too late.
They already found out.
I love science. Science is great,
but not Bill Nye.
I love Bill Nye.
Yeah, well, you didn't
He's
go to
not
his
a
protest
scientist.
With him.
Fun
you didn't
fact.
Go to the protest.
I couldn't. I'm flying to D.C. Saturday.
Bill Nye's a fucking hack.
I love him.
You should have gone to it, acting like you thought it was a Scientology protest.
Oh. I'm here for Xenu.
Where's Tom Cruise? Where is he? Look, what Leah Remini showed me that those people did to these people, I am really upset about it, and I agree with all of you. Like, wrong show.
Wrong
show, I'm sorry.
Science, not Scientology. So you guys...
We are on totally different wavelengths.
You guys, Frozen 2 has a release date. Wow,
they're making a second.
Breaking news.
I never saw the first Frozen.
I didn't either.
That's not bad.
All right, well, let me guys tell you about our Amazon banner at PassTheGaryPod.com. You're going to do your Amazon shopping, but don't go straight to Amazon.com. Go to PassTheGaryPod.com, click the little link at the top of our homepage. go right there, buy all your shit on Amazon. It takes you literally how long it takes to type in our website as opposed to Amazon, and then that click, and it'll go right there. They just want to know that we created a little web traffic from our website to theirs. They give us a teeny tiny little kickback. We put all of that money towards web hosting and server space. We don't pocket any of it. So you're just giving back to your favorite podcast when you're doing this. Put some wind in the sails of your favorite pirate ship. Keep us sailing those seas. And visit the Amazon banner at passyouapod.com. Now, how about we answer some questions?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And we got a... This is an extended version of the answers segment this week. So, Chris, get ready. Strap your bootstraps in, buddy. All right. You ready for it?
Yes.
Our girl TJ Ivy leads us off, and she says, you have to take safety in a bomb shelter for an unknown amount of time. Mm-hmm. You can only bring one food, one movie, and one CD.
Mm.
What do you choose?
This is a question. Who asked this?
TJ Ivy.
TJ Ivy.
That's why she's leading us up every
week. This is how all questions should be, right?
No.
I like this question.
I like this question a lot.
Tacos. What was it?
I would take pizza.
Pizza?
Movie.
You have to think what has a good shelf life, you guys.
Tacos.
I'm taking pistachios.
Tacos.
I'm thinking you just live off of whatever this is.
Like, just Taco Bell tacos.
You take frozen pizzas.
Taco Bell tacos.
Oh, God.
I would take something that has a long shelf life.
Spam.
Won't
fuck spam or no. Reese's.
Spam. I would take spam then.
That's good stuff.
You couldn't live. That's not enough nutritional value.
I think I can live off pistachios for a bit.
What about movies? What movies would you go with?
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, man. All right.
One movie?
Just one movie?
Man, okay, you guys are going to make fun of me.
God, here we go. I'm going to take Iron Man.
Shut the fuck up. It's not
the Avengers.
Captain America.
Batman.
Iron Man.
Oh, I didn't think about
Spider-Man.
Batman.
Oh, I would take Batman.
You dick. I hate you so much. I would take the very first Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm sorry.
That's a good movie.
It's such a good. It's one of my favorites.
I've never seen a single one of those fucking pirate
movies. Why are we friends?
Yeah, Chris. Why are you friends?
We need to reevaluate this.
Anytime Chris says a movie stupid, just remember he watches 8 Fast and the Furiouses.
Now I feel better about myself.
All right, let me think. What
he's movie? Like the pirates are just clearly not as fast or furious as my movies.
I could watch the fuck out of some Pulp Fiction.
Ooh, I was going to say Pulp Fiction, but I feel like I love you. I would want to laugh. I Love You, Man, or Forgetting Sarah Marshall would be the one of the two.
God,
I think I would go I Love You,
Sarah
Man.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall. It popped up on cable
such
or something.
Such a good movie.
It was a really funny movie.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Fucking great movie.
The song that he sings about Dracula. Fucking hilarious.
Did you, when we had that Votolok the Vampire on Passing Gravy, we faded him out and like he didn't know what it was because we had just made it the extended Peter version of like where he's playing piano on it. And like as he's like getting faded out, you just hear dun 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 dun. And we're like, pass the game, bitches. It's getting kind of fast and easier.
Yeah.
He had no clue what it was, so it was funny.
Who was this?
That was when we had a vampire on Pass the Game. It was before your time. Many, many moons ago.
I could watch Pulp Fiction. I could watch Lion King.
Mm-hmm. But it's kind of short. Like, I want something that'll last a little while.
Yep.
Inglourious Bastards.
Mm-hmm.
What about CDs? Keep with the times, TJ. We use MP3s these days.
Seriously?
Or vinyl.
Avenged Sevenfold's City of Evil. It's, like, one of the first heavy metal albums I got into. It doesn't get old for me. 100% that album. Mm. And it's got my favorite song on it.
I'd go Incubus Morning View.
That's a good album.
Or Dark Side of the Moon? No.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go Incubus.
I don't want to trip balls while I'm down there.
Yeah, I could listen to the Incubus over and over again. What about you, Chris?
Probably.
Which Bob Dylan album would
it be? Dylan's God, right? Bringing It All Back Home. 1965.
Oh my God.
It's got the perfect balance of acoustic and with a band backing him. It's his first album with an electric guitar.
All right.
Good stuff.
Okay, so I would go Pizza, I Love You, Man, and Incubus Morning View.
I didn't even say food.
Fuck.
You said pistachio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess I did say pistachio. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, but pizza? What are your three? I'm not
sure about that. Shut the fuck up.
Alexa, right. Calm down over there.
I could go hard on fucking fried chicken. What, Robert? I hear you snickering over there. What? Pick up the microphone and tell me what. What's so funny?
Was it because he was black?
What? No, shut up, Alex. Why?
Is it because he was black?
Please say that.
Is it funny that, you know, I say fried chicken?
Because it's kind of
funny. Don't worry. I'll
please
wait.
Say that. Please.
I just thought you'd get away from the stereotype.
Oh!
That's fine.
He would have said menthol cigarettes if it said what kind of cigarettes you take.
My favorite stereotype about black people. Because it's like, it's not... It's true, but it's half true. Because...
I had fried chicken yesterday.
I feel like just as many white people like fried chicken as black people.
That's very
Show
true.
Me a person that doesn't like
the
fried chicken.
The girl who gave me the fried chicken is white. I don't know if that counts.
Fried chicken is, like, extremely popular in the southern states of the United States of America, right? Like, extreme. Like,
yeah.
Dude, we're not, like, I'm arguing just saying. With you.
I'm just saying. The same is true for watermelon.
I love watermelon.
In To Kill a Mockingbird, it's a pivotal scene. Well, not, I mean, it's a deal where they make a... They shoot the watermelon seeds. Who can spit on the furthest? And they were white kids. How come nobody cracked jokes then?
I always
if they were
shot
black
wa-
kids,
I,
it would have been...
I
actually
I
don't see color,
them.
So I always assumed that they were black kids in To Kill a Mockingbird.
Despite
the fact,
To Kill a Mockingbird?
Yeah, I was going to say, despite the fact that the entire storyline would have
not made any
ruined
sense.
That.
But anyways...
So you go so pistachios, Pulp Fiction, and Bob Dylan.
Or would you
Bob
actually
Dylan?
Choose fried chicken?
All back home. All
right. So tacos, Pirates of the Caribbean, and Avengers Unfold today.
All right.
Or sorry, City of Evil. All
right. Let's bring Bobby Jokes back in here because he had an answers question for us.
Uh-oh.
I wanted you to ask it yourself.
I'm excited.
What do you got, Robert?
Do you remember it off the top of your head?
Because
I've got it. If you, okay.
Our first date's just interviews for sex.
Ooh, great
That's
question.
A great,
great
question,
Bobby
is.
Jokes.
Just inter-
yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
Like,
mm-hmm.
can I see myself having sex with this person?
That's
yes.
pretty much what it first is. You're like, would I fuck her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Because
if you don't see it going further than the first date, I mean, you're out. You're out.
Yeah, so that was
yes.
good
question.
Solid
good question.
Question.
Another, that's what questions should be. Not if your pocket. Can
oh
fit
God.
A courtroom.
Those are serious questions people want to know.
I think they're great questions.
I think they are, too. Whatever. I think they are, too. All right. Andrew Green writes in, and he says, does your new sponsor, and he's talking about Blue Apron, do they really know what kind of podcast PTG is all about? Or did they just assume it's a podcast about food or cooking because gravy's in the title? And my answer is, I don't know.
I don't think they
sure.
care.
Maybe. Maybe that's why.
I think they just heard podcasts,
but a lot of times people are just like, hey, is your podcast about cooking?
Nope.
Or, and I'm just like, yeah.
Not
yeah.
even a little bit.
But I just, I do, if you ask me what my podcast is about, is your podcast about, like, fishing? Yep.
Yep. It's about everything.
Yep. Because that's usually who wants to know.
Yeah.
Like, if they're a fishing guy. Yeah.
yeah.
Totally is. That's exactly what we talk about. Because we probably have talked about fishing at some point
yeah.
on the show. We don't really have
it's not
a
every time.
Genre, I wouldn't say. Like, if you ask what this podcast is about, I would say not much.
You're going to check the other box.
Segments. It's about segments. So I think we might have fooled Blue Apron into coming on board, but...
don't
tell them that. Don't tell them that. And if you want to order some food, Andrew, go to blueapron.com/PTG, like our good friend Bobby Jokes did.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have great food, like the chili stuff he made.
Moly spiced beef chili.
It's fancy names, and it makes you feel fancy, so just do that shit. All right, our next question. Our boy Sean Comitz writes in again, and he says, UPS, certified letter carriers or certified ding-dong ditchers?
I'm going to say letter carriers.
I'm going to say ding-dong ditchers.
I knew you were going to say ding-dong
ditchers. They do. Yes. That's all they fucking
they,
do, bro.
They drop it and they
bing,
go.
Bing,
they
I'm
drop
out.
It
and
you're
like, oh, wait.
Nobody signs for packages anymore.
Nobody.
In an apartment, do you know how weird that is when you have, like, you're not expecting anyone to knock on your door because you just think they deliver everything to the front office?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, who the fuck is at my door? And you go there and you're, oh, where the fuck? There's
and
no one here.
Gone.
There's no one here. Oh, there's a package. Ooh. Ooh. And then you're kind of like, wow, someone brought me a present.
I like it in packages.
Oh,
I would
God,
say,
it's like Christmas. Even you know what you bought,
yeah.
but it's still...
It's finally here! It's finally here!
Good. You're like Amazon
I'm going to try it on,
Prime.
Make sure it fits.
Yes. Oh, that's the best.
So I would say they're ding-dong ditchers. Certified
mm-hmm.
ding-dong ditchers.
I got to go
sure.
with that.
Good question, Sean.
Dicks.
Johnny Moore writes in, and he says, what eats at you more? An enemy that is stronger, smarter, funnier, and better looking? Or piranhas? I gotta go piranhas because they like to eat flesh.
I gotta go with the first one.
I'm gonna go with the first one also, mm-hmm. just so I can go up against
that
Alex.
Eats at you more. I mean, yes. like that yeah. might like bother you.
It's like yeah. no, but it's literally eating but, like, my insides. Like,
so
my
are piranhas. So are piranhas. Piranhas are legitimately
but
eating
But I'm not
your
in
insides.
A tank. A piranha.
When
the
you're
moment.
In the tank, you're in the tank. Welcome to the tank, bitch.
But I've never been like I've never willingly gone into a tank of piranhas or a pool of piranhas. I've never.
Well, that's probably smart
but then,
on your
but
part.
But then there's somebody out there who's like always going to be better than me, and I'm like, motherfucker, I'm the best. I want to be the best. Get out of my face. Chris, put your damn headphones back
or
on.
Whereas the Lonely no, Island would say you never go in saunas because they're Jesus. Crawling with piranhas.
Fuck you, Philly.
Chris is angry.
No, yeah, those headphones are just hurting my ears.
Oh, I'm Chris. My ears are sensitive. No, your headphones are too hard to put on my head.
Alex, we're going to fight after this podcast.
Hey, why don't you go donate to charity,
I'll
bro?
Film it.
You
and
oh, I. Oh, wait. Wow. Oh, wait.
Okay. Whoops.
You and I just need to duke it
just
out on the
$1.
you know, I think that piranhas are going to literally eat at you. So. I'm gonna
I'm
definitely
going
go
with
that.
The first one.
I gotta tell you though, I did. We had that feast with the beast thing at the zoo where
oh
you get to
God,
go see
so
them eat.
Fun.
You feed the beasts, and I was super stoked about the piranhas, but the piranhas were not that hungry, and I was a little upset that they weren't just like. Exactly. That's what did they sound like?
Wow.
That's the piranha sound.
You guys are
fun fact. A lot of people don't know that. Daniel Davies writes in and says, "If you're a security guard at a Samsung store." Are you a literal guardian of the galaxies?
Yeah.
Don't go, ugh,
yeah.
Chris.
That's...
Chris, take your headphones back off. Take your headphones back off.
Fuck you.
Yeah, Chris. This is why I introduced Phyllis
first.
It's
on a damn iPod.
Because you're just hanging out.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's going on Facebook? Mm-hmm. Let me just check.
Oh, I'm not. I'm reading the answers.
I'm actually going to have to say no.
What?
Because not... There's not just galaxies.
But you are guarding galaxies.
But you're also guarding iPhones, and you're guarding iPads, Sidekicks. And you're guarding TVs, and phone cases, and portable chargers.
But you are still technically a guardian of the galaxies. That's part of it.
You're guarding a galaxy.
No, there's several of them
okay.
in there.
You're
the guardian of the galaxies.
Of galaxies.
Mm. I think so. Daniel, I really like where you go with this, and I'm going to go with it. Yeah.
I disagree.
I'm going to have to say no. I'm going to have to team up with
no
Chris.
They don't know what
there's
they're talking
more
about,
than
they
just
don't know.
One.
They don't know.
Phyllis, you're not teaming up with me. I'm teaming up with you against Alex.
Okay. We're teaming up against Alex.
Well, I don't care. I'm going to protest this. All right. Our final question of the week comes from Reese Austin.
It's a gay name.
I feel like it should be Austin
wow.
Reese, but I wouldn't call people's names gay. Is that nice?
Chris is a dick.
He says, onion rings. Mm-hmm. Just vegetable donuts?
Mm.
Or as some might say, onion rings. Just vegetable donuts?
I'm going to be this person.
Vegetable donuts, no.
Why? How not?
You can say fried vegetables.
Yeah.
But not vegetable donuts.
But they kind of are. They're in a round shape.
Is there dough involved?
There's no dough.
Yeah, there is.
No, there's not.
What's the dough that you put on top of it?
It's a batter.
That's batter.
Batter, dough, same thing.
No, not the same thing.
Dough starts.
You're
batter
frying
starts
it, though. Aren't
dough?
You frying donuts?
Dough rises, and dough yeah. fucking, you know.
So does
like
hot air.
Rings, though.
Fun fact, in case
oh
you're
God.
Ever stuck in a fire.
Okay.
That's why you crawl on the ground.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
I think I was taught that when I was in, like, first grade, but...
Stop, drop, roll. That's
when you're on fire.
In my ear, Chris.
Chris, maybe
that was just for,
don't do that.
That was just for John Geoffrey.
Yeah, he did do that a lot.
He did do that a lot.
I think...
Sorry, Phyllis.
Maybe not the most ideal vegetable donuts. Like...
Mm.
No, but like, they technically are mini donuts.
I'm, like, grossed out thinking about onion
mini
rings.
Mini vegetable
oh, I love
donuts.
Me some onion rings.
I hate onion rings.
God, onion rings are the shit.
You're just eating fried...
You go onion rings over fries?
No, never go onion rings
and
fries.
Okay, people that do that have something wrong with
yeah,
them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I will occasionally do the fries and onion rings.
Well, that's not wrong with that.
Yeah. I will occasionally do just onion rings, like, you know, mm-hmm. nothing else, no burger, just onion rings. Mm. What, am I boring you? I'm sorry.
Oh,
man, are you done yet?
Sorry. Sorry, you were just droning on.
I fucking hate this game. All right.
So, yeah, I think that they are. I think that they are vegetable donuts.
Mm. I'm grossed out thinking about them. I don't have an answer. They're gross.
So what did we learn today, everybody?
Martin
Chris
Luther
doesn't
King
donate to charity.
Invented the Kroger card.
Phyllis has no problem dropping the hard C to somebody.
No problem.
Bobby jokes? His jokes fucking suck.
No, I think his jokes are fantastic.
Dennis Rodman should help Dennis us ease Rodman. The tensions again yes. with North Korea.
Right.
Don't bitch if you're a Starbucks barista about making coffee.
Absolutely. Even though the rant was funny.
In my opinion, we should just do away with at least half the charities we got going on.
Oh my God.
Not Meals on, or not Wheels on Meals
obviously,
on Wheels.
Obviously. What song are you going to end up with?
Tasers for Toddlers. Should probably make a comeback. Definitely, I will. We've changed things up a little bit to make things a little bit easier. If you want to send us answers, answers@passthegravypod.com is now where you want to send them. Answers@passthegravypod.com makes it a little bit easier to filter through. And, you know, now we've all got, like, fancy Pass the Gravy Pod email addresses. So how about that? I am at Alex J. Middleton on the Twitter. Chris is at ChrisHogan82. Phyllis is at PhyllisTheBuzz. Bobby Jokes, a.k.a. Robert Barbosa, is at RobertBarbosa03. And the podcast is at Pass the Gravy Pod. Please review us on iTunes. Roast us. We will read them eventually. And, you know, tell your friends about us. That's how we grow, guys. We got you to spread the word for us and be like, dude, there's this dope-ass podcast. So, you know, like, tweet your friends. Be like, hey, at Pass the Gravy Pod is the best podcast in the world. We'll retweet that shit. We'll get it out to the masses. But, you know, just... You know, share with a friend. That's what we want to do. We want to get bigger, and then you can be. I was the OG that listened to Pass the Gravy before they got big, and they're mm-hmm. like, "Oh man, dude, this guy's big business." You know, watch out for him. So until next week, unless you guys find Dennis Rodman, let me know because we will put him in contact with North Korea. Bobby Jokes has that capability; he can do that. At Pass the Gravy Pod. And anybody else got anything? No. I'm just awkwardly talking long.
You got this.
Let me think. No.
That's nothing. All I have.
All right. Well, pass the motherfucking gravy, bitches.
Cappuccino!